This is a FUBAR Radio podcast. If you need any more information, head to FUBARradio.com.
FUBAR Radio.
Radio, it's 4:03 p.m. and it's Michael Payne, Renzel Nottingham and Sarah DeBunda stepping up, stepping in. I'm definitely going to be doing the whole Pirate Radio Station intros from now on.
I'm not happy with you, by the way.
You're not? What, the intros or the screens?
No, with you.
With me?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So, explain.
So
straight off the bat, Reese is unhappy with me.
Yeah, I am. Yeah.
Cool.
Why?
I picked a song that I really wanted to start the day with the...
Oh, right, so you're not happy with Natalie?
No,
Natalie had it loaded up. We had to change last second because you weren't there and I didn't want you to miss the song.
Yeah, you wanted you to hear it from beginning to end to be
Well,
here.
We can play it next.
We will do.
But
that's
why we start the show with it, but whatever, it's okay. Whatever, if I was a good friend, I'd have been here on time. But.
Well, everyone knows the second song in a show is the most important one.
Exactly.
So it's not, no biggie.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I'll run with that. I'll run with that.
Once again, I'm the better friend. Do you know what I mean? Came late on purpose so that we could play the song in its rightful position.
You
should be ashamed of yourself. Oh,
sure. I am, and I apologise.
Projecting your own failures as a friend onto me.
I know, and it was such hatred as well.
How dare you?
Those were disgusting words. I really am sorry.
Honestly.
Okay.
Happy Wednesday, there, everyone.
Yeah, happy hump day, man. We're your hump day helpers. If you want to get in touch with us, you can email us, hump@fubarradio.com, or tweet to us at fubarradio. We'll help you out, instill some impart some knowledge. Mm-hmm. But not only that, we've got a couple of guests coming in today.
Yeah.
We've got Madders Tiff and we've got Charlotte Rose. One of them is a grime MC.
Mm-hmm.
And one of them is a sex expert.
She's the first lady of sex.
She's the first lady of sex, so you can decide which is which. Which one sounds like the grime MC? And which one sounds like the sex?
Could be either.
The first lady.
There's Nadia Rose, so it could be either, couldn't it?
What do you mean?
Well, I mean, like, either name could work as a grime.
Oh, yeah,
artist.
That's true.
Yeah.
That's true. And you're just kind of giving them a little clue anyway, but you're not meant to do that.
Yeah, but there's also Tiffany from EastEnders.
Who was a sex expert.
Or was she a grime artist? She could have been both.
Neither.
I don't know who she is.
I'd say she was probably more likely to be a grime MC than a sex expert, yeah. Tiffany.
But maybe if anyone would like some kissing, because the reason why we have a kissing First Lady of Sex is because Reese has been saying for yes. such a long time, I can't kiss, I'm not very good at kissing.
No, that's not true.
Well, it kind of is.
I said I was
best lipser for time, and then it got to a point where I thought, actually.
Right.
No, you never really extolled your virtues
no,
as
I
a
did.
Kisser.
I kept saying I was a bad boy lipser, but everyone else was a bad kisser.
Sure. Oh, yeah, that was it.
And then, well, basically what happened was, The big turning point for me was I went out on a date with this girl and before anything happened we were just having a few drinks talking about bad kissers and I'm slagging off the stiff tongue saying oh the stiff tongue's the worst technique, I hate when people do that, stick the tongue in. She's saying yeah, exact same thing, I hate that, whoever taught them that and why has nobody ever told them different? Anyway, end of the night, we kiss. What does she do? Stiff tongues me.
Right. So this has been going on for a while, but to settle it today, I have booked someone in to come in who is a kissing expert who will teach you, by the end of the show, you will be the best person at kissing.
Okay. But who's going to judge?
Well, that's all to be decided, but it's obviously going to have to be someone out of the four of us in the studio. I don't know. Should we draw short? Should we do the rock, paper, scissors? Who is going to kiss Reese?
Well, I'm gonna politely sort of decline.
Well, I don't know.
Just be a mere spectator in this one. I think I'm going to sit this one out.
You don't want any tips?
No, I don't think I need any.
You never know until she might bring something out that you thought, I've never known I could do that with my tongue.
No, I pretty much know my tongue's full capabilities. Oh. I'm not going to lie to you.
We'll see. But if anybody has any questions about kissing or wants any tips...
Yeah, man, get in touch. Hit us up, hump@foobarradio.com or tweet to us @foobarradio. Obviously, we're going to let you know exactly when Madders Tiff and Charlotte Rose get here.
Yeah, don't email in your kissing questions. Well, you could email Madders your kissing questions if you want, but I think you'd probably better... getting in touch with Charlotte, maybe.
Yeah, okay, cool. Since Reese gave the game away, Charlotte Rose is the sex expert, sex worker. What are we saying?
Her title is, that I've been told,
the first lady of sex. Okay, cool. So she's the president of sex's wife.
Oh.
Well.
Is she? That makes sense.
It makes perfect sense.
It does. Yeah. That's her.
So who's the president of sex?
Right.
Like Ron Jeremy?
Maybe we can ask.
Oh, yeah, it's probably Ron Jeremy.
Yeah, I'd say.
Or maybe her husband.
Yes,
I think that's
exactly.
more likely than Ron Jeremy.
Mr. Rose.
Unless her husband is said Ron Jeremy.
Could be. He'll be somebody Rose.
Yeah.
No, she might have such a formidable and important last name that she kept it.
True.
Or she just might want to keep her last name.
Yeah.
Which I think
And Ron
fine.
Jeremy seems like a feminist.
Does he?
Dunno. Never met him.
No.
Maybe we can ask her about him today.
Yeah. Well, let's check if she's met him first.
Check if she's married to him.
Yeah, that's true. That's true.
But yeah, like I said, Charlotte Rose and Madders Tiff are coming in today. Charlotte Rose being a sex worker who's going to teach Reese how to kiss.
Yes.
And Madders Tiff being a grime MC who's...
She
also might be a kissing expert.
Yeah.
She might be.
Might not be as a job, but she might just be an expert at kissing.
Yeah, exactly. A connoisseur.
These are all things to find out.
Mm. I'm not sure I want to ask that question.
I will.
Yeah.
To Madders, she'll clash you. She'll just clash you there and then.
She would spin me out this room
exactly.
as well.
Exactly. That's what grime MCs do. Ask for a kiss, you just get clashed.
Could you imagine having to clash with your missus every time you want to kiss her?
That would be amazing.
Should we go to bed?
What?
You got 32 ready?
Oh, we've also, Reese and I have devised something before. I'm not going to call it a game, more of a feature, but we're not going to tell you what it is. We're just going to slide in through the show, like slide into your DMs with something and see how you react to it.
Okay.
That made no sense. But
no, it did. It did.
Yeah, made. I knew what you were inferring.
Something different is going
to
happen.
Yeah, but we're not going to tell you when it's going to happen. We'll decide, and we just have to see how you react to it.
Okay.
And it's a test run, because if it goes well, it'll be on regularly.
Yeah.
So it's all really down to you. Okay.
Yeah, no pressure though. Yeah. All right. It's all down to you, but no pressure.
All right, sweet. Well, before all that, should we get into another song now?
Yes.
Yeah. What should we get into?
Let's get into. Just play it. Just spin the rhythm.
That's what I thought. It's FUBAR Radio.
Testing. You see the man over there, I ain't bothered. Two, three. You see the man over there, I ain't bothered.
Nah, I ain't really bothered.
Yeah, tell him I ain't bothered. Yeah, tell him I ain't bothered.
Plug, extension cord, bottoms all red like I stepped in sauce. Got the sauce on spill, put it in the box, we all know about tills. Stop playing with your fraudulent games, my niggas mash work off a fraudulent claim. Bust down, looking insane, my nigga cop the watch and now he's matching with the chain. Do the money dance, $5 on the shades, that's a money glance. Pattern from the start, yard man ting, woke up in the rave, screaming with a bumper clock. Home girl, keep working. Wind up your waist, keep working. Right now you're looking all perfect. Make me wanna put you on the ground, got a jerk.
See the man over there, I ain't bothered. No way. If I ever took a loss, just know that I'm covered. Oh yeah. I do it for my team, and I came out with my brothers. Yeah. You see the man over there, I ain't bothered. Yeah, I tell him I ain't bothered.
Nice guy, but the girls think I'm rude. Fed trying to take bro for the prince on the food.
Free bro.
I came through doing the jiggy bop. I was trying to hit the force, bro was doing midi rock. You know we stepped in with flavors. We sold out, got it as well from the neighbors. You man go bruff and have a nap while my guys get the prof to go and put it on the wall. I ain't in it for the honey.
No way.
Young black nigga getting money ain't funny. How you guys still bump?
How?
I mean, what? Well, I know you see me getting chubby. She think I got the juice. That's why she moving all loose. 23, I got the sauce. Yeah, she think I got the juice. That's why she moving all loose. 23, I got the sauce.
You see the man over there, I ain't bothered. No way. If I ever took a loss, just know that I'm covered.
Oh yeah.
I do it for my team, and I came out with my brothers.
Yeah.
You see the man over there, I ain't bothered.
No.
I tell him I ain't bothered. Give it to me, don't stop. Keep twerking, give it to me. Don't stop. Don't force it, give it to me. Even at a bit of juice, give it to me. You know I like the way you move it, give it to me. Don't stop. You see the man over there, I ain't bothered. Nah, I ain't really bothered. If I ever took a loss, just know that I'm covered. You know I'm always packed. I do it for my team, and I came up with my brothers. You know I do it for my team.
You see the man over there, I ain't bothered.
No.
Yeah, I tell him I ain't bothered.
No. Give it to me. Don't stop.
Plug, extension cord, bottoms all red like I stepped in sauce. Got the sauce on spill, put it in a box, we don't know about tills.
Are you mad?
Jeez!
23! Are you actually mad?
Bad man.
Proper tune that.
I really just, actually, I want to make a note to clip, because one of my favourite things you will ever say is, are you mad about stuff you say just, all the time?
Do you know what? Like,
my
mate was on the cover of one of my favourite magazines the other day. And
Playboy?
No. That's definitely, you know, that's so low down in my list of
favourite
magazines.
That's so weird because a friend of ours was on the cover of a racist magazine the other day.
What?
A magazine that's known to be racist.
I can't.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, let's not say the name just
no,
yet.
No, I'm not going to. But, and then when you went, oh, one of my friends is on the cover of my favourite magazine, I was like, what?
Yeah.
So what?
A magazine that's known to be racist?
Yeah.
Give me the first letter. Yeah, okay. Yeah. All right. Oh, I didn't know that. Yeah,
either.
Yeah. I didn't know that.
No, I didn't know that. It's a posh one. But
yeah.
Okay.
Makes sense now, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
You're just going to clip the video out and put that online of me just
spelling out like YMCA.
It's fun to stay in the
I nearly went with it. Anyway, I had to sing it up.
So your friend that's on the cover of Gardeners Weekly?
No, my friend's on the cover of
Chicken and Egg Monthly.
No, it's Sneaker Freaker Mag.
Oh, okay.
It was Crepe City Mag. It's Crepe City Mag. Yeah, and obviously, you know, when I'm really enthusiastic and I'm really impressed by something, as you've seen when I react to music that I like, I will go, "Are you mad?" Mm-hmm. So he's put it in his Instagram story, you know, on the cover of this thing, and I've DM'd him, "Sick, are you mad?" And he obviously doesn't understand. So he's like, "Was it the outfit? Was it too much?"
Yeah, and writing that made
And I was like, "Nah, bruv, like, it's just, you know," and I had to explain to him the roots, just really explain to him, "Are you mad?" It's a good thing. Are you mad, cuz? And I'm not talking to, I wasn't talking to him specifically. I was talking to the general public.
Yeah, you know? Are you mad thing isn't actually you.
Exactly. It's everybody.
And it's not even a question.
And it's not even really anyone.
No.
And it's not even a question, exactly.
It's basically just going, that's it.
Yeah.
It is a question. The answer could be yes or no.
It would be the equivalent of someone shaking you your hand when you went to spud them.
That's true.
If someone actually answers the question, "Are you mad?" then you know that they don't belong in that kind of social setting that you're in.
Yeah.
That's usually the good filter. Just shout out in a rave, "Are you mad?" First person that says yes or no, then you just throw them out.
I'm fuming.
Imposter.
Yeah.
Well, maybe that should be a door policy for getting into places. Ask that question. "Are you mad?" They reply, "Can't come in."
That's true. Yeah, bouncers should just be, "Are you mad, cuz?"
And then imagine, you just have to gun finger in return if you understand, and they just let you in. And if you go, "Oh, actually, I've got a few grievances I'd like to put down real quick, is that okay?"
Firstly, why do men have to pay more?
Yeah. But do they?
Yeah.
Always.
It's normally like women a free entry.
Before 11, yeah.
Or it's like women £5, men £7.50.
It's true.
Wow. And then you've seen that? I've never seen that. I've always just seen women free.
Oh, you're not.
Men £50.
No.
With shoes.
But you have to be on your own. More than one man's not acceptable. I hate that.
It's the policy, though, isn't it? You've got to get the women in.
Shout out all the promoters out there just being snidey little bastards.
It's the rule, man.
Are you mad?
I am with them.
Yes.
In this case, yes.
That was the most random insertion.
That was a question.
Yeah,
right?
Yeah.
You are. I'm mad as hell.
Emma, tell you who is mad.
Please.
A guy who goes by the name Jim with a Y.
Okay.
Do you know why he's mad?
No, do tell.
Because he's thought it was a good idea to do a safety briefing video in an Eminem style rap for Delta Airlines.
Okay. That's a bit too complicated. Do it in a sort of Sugar Hill Gang type rap. Don't try and do Eminem.
I'd have done like a Slick Rick story vibe.
Do you know what I mean? Yeah. Keep it simple. Don't try and do Eminem. He's way too technically gifted for you to be trying to be him doing a rap about safety features on a plane.
I know Eminem in three different tracks has rhymed the word orange.
Right. If you were good enough to rap like Eminem working on a plane, you wouldn't be working on a plane.
Maybe your career would have already have taken off.
Yay! Give that man a ding. Okay.
Oh, what?
Sorry, wrong button.
There it is.
There we are.
Okay, yep. Tell me more.
Tell me more about Jim with a Y.
Well, he's not getting the airtime he desires. Am I reading this?
Yeah.
Of course
you
are.
God, for a big day.
You have started, so you must finish.
This is an honour. So a Delta Airlines steward decided to shake up his safety demonstration and offer travellers something a little different. A briefing delivered in an Eminem style rap.
He was literally recording a demo.
Ding! The member of the cabin crew, who introduced himself as Jim with a Y, but with a J still. So...
Yeah.
I don't really...
That's true.
Yeah.
Added a pair of dark sunglasses to complete his... There is nothing worse than when someone's like, "Yeah, I'm going to do hip-hop."
Yeah.
I bet he folded his arms as well.
When a drunk woman comes up to you in the club and takes your hat because a rap song's on.
Yeah.
Really? Is that happening?
That is a phenomenon. Yeah. I don't know why, but it's a phenomenon.
And the worst thing is, they don't let you get it back, so then you
gotta take
it back. You have to take it back, and then when you do, they think you're an arsehole for taking it out, like you're a fun sponge. Listen, yeah,
I've got a hat head, you motherfucker. Get out of my face.
Speaking about the importance of fastening your seatbelt, he raps. Shall I wrap it?
Go on, wrap it.
So snap it in place around. This is how I imagine his style.
Yeah, I'll give you a bit because you know one of his like colleagues did.
Well, this will be good because I've got the rap to play you a little bit of later, so we'll see how close you are.
Okay.
Like a rap battle, maybe.
Can I do it directly into this camera?
Please, yeah.
All right, ready?
Yeah. So snap it in place around your waist. Let's go. Like it. Career's over already.
We love rewind.
Ready?
Yeah, go. I can't see how this is going to rhyme, but by the way. Just by skimming over it.
We'll go. Let's give it a go.
I do. I can see what he's rhymed.
3, 2, 1.
All right,
go.
Ready?
So snap it in place around your waist.
It's going out of fashion.
There's no flow to this.
Try three times.
So snap it in place around your waist like it's going out of fashion. Unexpected rough air, it could happen. Even if the seatbelt sign is off, leave it on with the passion.
That's my man tried to rap a haiku.
Where did he get this flow from?
There's some more. Go down. Later on.
Later on, he adds, there's four exits, two at the front, two over the wing. It's time to bring.
Yep.
That's it. It didn't tell you what it's time to bring,
though.
No. That's how we ride, fly, high up in the sky. Mark all exit signs. It's true. I'm here for you. Now you're a part of my honorary crew.
Okay, I get the end. I do get the end.
Well, at the end, some passengers lightly clapped.
It was only because they were landing.
And then he saluted to them.
It's only because they were landing. It was a Ryanair flight.
He saluted to them.
Yeah.
Oh. But most remained completely silent throughout the recital.
That's what you'd want, though, if you were performing. It's better to stay silent than to boo.
I want to hear that in the background.
Yeah, true. Yeah.
Wheel it.
That said, he was on an American airline, so any kind of gun fingers or gun simulations would probably be swiftly met
with
a gun butt by the marshal.
Aren't. Yeah, I don't think you could use like a Tim Westwood soundboard on
the plane. Last thing you're going to want to do is that.
No.
Some of them either took the demonstration very seriously
in their sleep
or just simply did not find it funny.
Yeah.
The video was uploaded on Twitter by Meredith Cokecan.
Cokecan, yeah.
Okay, Meredith Cokecan.
Who wrote, "Hey Delta, give Jim with a Y a raise."
Well, should we see how it should
have
been
raise
done?
Up out of this bitch.
Let's just see how like you should have done it, Reese.
Folks, let's start off on the right foot. So before we depart, I need you to look to the front part of the aircraft where I'm standing at. My intention is to give you a safety briefing in a wrap. I got bars and snacks. Yeah, cheers to that. But first, let me hear that seatbelt snap into place around your waist like it's going out of fashion. Unexpected rough air, it could happen. Even if the seatbelt sign is off, keep it on with a passion. If you're still laughing or still on that struggle bus, well now, allow me to break it down. Insert the metal tip into the buckle. Listen up as you fumble. Tighten by pulling on the strap so it's low and try to cross your lap. Use your hands to release. I believe you can do it with ease. Federal regulations require all passengers to comply with crew instructions. Yes, that's me, Jim with a Y. As well as post the placards and lighted information signs.
Okay, all right. The thing is, he's shit, but he does sound like Eminem.
He does sound like Eminem.
Not going to lie to you.
Maybe it was Eminem. I didn't.
Because when it said Eminem style rap, I just thought you just picked a rapper.
Yeah.
I bet he was a white guy, and then he said, "Oh, Eminem style rap," because he's white, and he rhymed some words together.
Yeah.
Did sound like Eminem.
Yeah. Really did sound like, I'm like, man, that he really did, especially towards the end.
Maybe
towards the end of what we listened to, because there were about 30 seconds left, but I can't
really. Well, maybe it's his new alter ego, the new Slim Shady is the new Jim with a Y.
Yeah.
There.
As a professional rapper, what advice could you give to Jim to take this to the next step?
Like off the plane and onto the stage.
You've got a decent job, man. Like, don't make people hate you at your work, man. Don't do that again, man.
Again.
Yeah.
This isn't the first time he's done that.
Jim with a Y. He's been practicing.
But to be fair, I imagine if there was someone called Jim with a Y who worked in your office, he would piss you off every day.
Boo.
Probably.
Just because of the fact that he named himself Jim with a Y.
Yeah,
and I bet.
No, but that might be a cultural thing.
Well,
for all we know, he could have been from somewhere in Asia.
He's not.
Is he actually white?
He is white.
And how many?
Maybe he's Welsh.
How many people do you know that go round and regularly introduce themselves like me? My name is spelled different to how most people spell Reese.
What?
No, it's not.
Rhys is the original spelling. That's how it's meant to be spelled.
Yeah, but it doesn't mean it's different from how most people spell it. Most Reeses I know do spell it the same way as you. I don't know very many Welsh Reese's.
Only Reese of fans is the only Reese I know that spells it like that. Every other Reese with a spoon. Well, she has an S, but every other Reese is R-E-E-C-E.
Yeah, yeah. The London, the sort of English way is definitely Reese with a...
I think that's more of like say a London, like you said, sorry, a London thing. Because like Reese's that I know would tend to be R-H-Y-S.
When I was younger, all the mixed race kids were called either Reese or Callum. I swear down. I don't know why. And they all had BMXs.
Yeah.
Just wanted to...
I had a BMX.
Let you know that. All Reese's and Callum's are mixed race apart from you and have bikes, BMXs.
Yeah. But yeah, gym with a Y... I completely forgot what I was going to say about him now. So off on a tangent. But one, he sounds like a dick. Yeah, he sounds like a dick, and he sounds like he comes in the office every morning a bit chirpy, a bit too chirpy for 7 a.m.
Playing his demos.
You know what I mean? Yeah, and he'd be like, hey, sport! You know what I mean? Give you those little jabs in the arm and that you don't want when you bump into someone.
Who, this gym? Yeah. I reckon this gym actually probably thinks he's Eminem and is like faux depressed all the time and wears really baggy hoodies and like those old school headphones with the skinny metal bit in the middle and the blue cushion bits in it. And he just like mopes into work and like raps and tells everyone he's going to make it. And then proved it on the plane in front of all these people and
it's
went
a tough
viral.
Crowd. I mean, the thing is with that plane crowd, it is tough because they can't exactly leave if they don't
like
it. They're
captive. Captive audience. He's obviously, when he's meeting girls in the many bars he's going to across the US, because it was a domestic flight, I think, he's probably telling them, yeah, I'm touring all the time, you know, play to about 100 people a day, you know, sometimes even like 3 shows a day, you know, just not telling her how.
That's what he does.
Yeah, absolutely.
But I saw an article recently, and I can't remember who the band is. I want to say Creed, someone like that, but I think it's American Airlines that are booking bands to perform on planes.
Yeah, was it Rudimental played a gig on a plane?
Yeah.
I think someone broke a record for the highest altitude of a gig because it was on a plane.
Okay, but this airline's like booking regularly just bands to play on planes.
Okay.
Just so you get on there, which would be kind of annoying if it's a band you don't like.
One that would piss you off, and when you're trying to catch them Zeds on that plane.
I mean, hopefully there's an enclosed space where you can go watch the gig on the plane rather than them just being at the front of the plane playing to
having
you.
Like a mariachi band just go up and down the aisles while you're trying to catch 40 winks. I could not think of anything worse.
Yeah, they can't exactly soundproof it, can they? Like... Oh, I can't hear it from aisle 10.
For real.
I mean, you already charged me £100 to sit in an economy. Do you know what I mean? Don't force fucking pan pipes or whatever.
My question is, are you mad? Do you think in economy they're going to soundproof something so you can't hear Nickelback?
Oh, imagine if that was it.
That was the band that they were booking.
No, yeah, well, imagine if it was. They'd probably do it.
That's a
like Jed would. Because, like, what are they doing now? I imagine they'd probably play on aeroplanes.
Nah, that's the worst thing you could possibly do to someone buying a plane ticket. Put Jedward on live.
What do they do now?
They were in Sharknado.
What's that?
The film about sharks, like lands,
I know that. I've not watched it, but it sounds a little too ridiculous.
I think they went into Big Brother or something like that. Some one of those shows.
Can we get them on?
No. Can I say no?
Yes.
Okay, thank you.
Can we play a song and
that
debate?
That does kind of sum
maybe
up their relationship, though, isn't it? Going into Big Brother.
Oh, yeah. Well. I don't know which one to press.
All joking. Of them. Yeah. Let's play a little rhythm.
Yeah, let's do it, man. It's FUBAR Radio.
It's another flow on the Dan off. I'm still waiting, they can't put man off. I do what they cannot. If you're not a fan of my music, find a cliff, hang off. Flows they drag off, hey mate, gab off. Apes, gorillas, camels. I know it sounds nasty, but I'll pick the scab off. It's another flow on the Dan with. I'm still writing, they can't tell man shit. They can't take or stand it. Writing's one thing I don't need a hand with. And it ain't like I full stop planned it. There's no way out or around it. This earthworm hate when this eagle is landed. There ain't no pie that I ain't got a hand in. There ain't no pie that I ain't got a hand in. Yo, listen. The phone's off, ring me. It's a game of drafts, king me. They don't like trim, cane up in their face like bring me. And I put doves on a plate, ox Kingsley. Yeah, make your best MC sound like Ren or Stimpy. It's not a ring finger or pinky, but I'm still waving a hand like the flow's like arse, kiss me. Bad boy, please watch the bullshit, miss me. Lord of the Sith's not tinchy. Mark your whole crew with nobody with me. You with me, I does this, I did me. If I was you, I'd wig me. I'm not scabs, don't pick me. Didn't get pro, can't bring me. You don't wanna clash or no, 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 no. Too many shapes to cut. Wait, let me face this up. Once I know aim, I know aim. Yo, Too many shapes of cops, wait, let me face this upwards. I know I'm sick, but who do I take this up with? Who do I chase this up with? In all man's thing, Lord, if I create the fuckery, them man can't hail or spot me. Flow and take the wall, I get all uncrafted. Them the boy, them my dogs, like trip camera, no the lyrics, not me. Keep sending them, I'm sending, stop me. If I keep hearing your pain, hasn't got me. Yeah, if I don't know from these things like Nazis, have man flaking like Kellogg's and Frosties. Can't Photoshop or crop me. Still no, still no, fuck still. Give em, yeah, still no fucks to give. Yeah, still no fucks to give em, I ain't never afraid though. Fuck with linen, can pay for such fucky lyrics. And if I'm shit, why they're up in this monkey's business? Let's do the maths, cause I suck at English. And these are mice of men on such delinquents. Only role they can play is the victim. Wow, man, I like half that pain was a self-inflicted. Throw around crumbs, I'll take the biscuit. I'll take the biscuit. Man, I've had his will, say you missed it. M-trim, sick, twisted. E14, that's the district. No one ain't better than a bad boy, you listening?
Fubar Radio, that was Lucien Blokamp and Still No featuring Trim, one of the best lyricists, I don't give a fuck, of our generation. Said it, what? Are you mad, cuz?
Trim or Prez T, who would win in a clash?
Don't ask me that. Don't do that. I hate when people do that.
But they are. They
were gonna... Would you rather get pecked to death by 1,000 mini ducks?
No.
Or have to fight a duck that's the size
of
a
horse?
I'd fight.
You got that question. It's would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one horse-sized duck? And
and it was nothing to do with the fact that you said Trim or Vic. I know.
And I didn't say Trim, I said who would win in a clash.
Why does it have to be a winner?
It depends who asked for a kiss first.
Because they both sent for each other, and they were everyone was trying to get them to clash, and they were going to do like a Lord of the Mics thing and everything like that. It never happened, and there's always been a debate.
Right.
Trim
okay.
or Prez T, who
okay.
would win in a clash.
Right. I'm not a betting man, but based on a clash battling it at, I'd put my money on Trim.
I would as well, and I'm the biggest Prez T fan in the
Absolutely.
World.
Absolutely,
but in a clash lyrically, I think Trim might just take the biscuit.
But in that scenario, surely every time with the animal one, it would be stupid to ever go. I'd rather fight 100 seagulls than one big seagull dressed like a horse.
But you know, what are you on about? Where did you even? No, 100 duck-sized
in a pantomime.
100 duck-sized horses, or one horse-sized duck. Not a horse in a duck outfit.
I prefer a seagull in a horse outfit.
That'd be very, very restrained.
That would be amazing.
You would win so easily.
I don't know. I don't know if I'd be willing to fight a seagull that was mad enough to put on a horse outfit.
So he's put on his own horse outfit.
Because he's come to fight me, but it's actually thought, I'm going to dress as a horse for this scuff.
All right, cool, but...
That shows too much more presence of mind than I'm willing to pit my...
Because it would peck you and also kick you with a horse. It's got, like, double powers.
And it knows what it's doing. It's embarrassing me in a horse outfit.
You've obviously never seen a seagull in a horse outfit, have you?
It can't fight,
innit?
Everyone knows.
So restrained. You just can't get your wings in the front and then get your feet in the back.
Yeah, but
it's really difficult.
If they're cutting a hole in the front with their beaks, that's all they need. It's a tooled up horse.
Oh, but now you now no,
it's like a unicorn. It would technically be a unicorn if it put its beak out at the right point.
Yeah, and then it's just gonna have a flappy little nose bit where its mouth should be. Yeah, because that's where the beaks are gonna need to go. This isn't a unicorn.
Yeah, no. We're paying too much mind to this as well.
Yeah. Well, that's matters. When she comes in, we'll pitch this one to her.
Absolutely.
Would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or one seagull in a horse outfit?
Reese, you did something this week. Talking about being pecked, your arm got pecked, didn't it? With a needle.
Yeah.
My arm, great segue there.
Massively great.
Yeah, this week I got a brand new tattoo of a toad.
Which toad?
Mr. Toad. Not Mr. just any Toad. Old Toad, Mr.
From
Toad.
From Wind in the Willows. Yeah.
From Wind in the Willows. Bad and he's wearing driving gear. Bad he's got man. Little driving goggles on. Uh-huh.
That's his thing, though, isn't it? Driving.
Yeah.
He's the original Whipping Excursioner.
And Toad Hall. He's got his own hall.
Yeah.
Like, he was like the mayor, was he? Was
Toad of Toad Hall, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, I got it done by a guy called Nye Inks, NYE_Inks, INKS, on Instagram. He drove all the way, he was in Fulham, drove all the way out to East, where I was at my friend Daisy's house on Kingsland Road.
So not in China? I thought, you know what I mean? The way you dressed that story up, yeah. I thought, you know, it was Far East.
No.
He drove a bit across London.
Well, I know, but Fulham to East London. Oh, that may as well be the other side of the world.
Yeah, I do make that journey very regularly, and it is painful. I used to make it all the time when I was...
With Thingy lived there, didn't he? Don't
mention him.
Oh, Harley
Dean. Oh, sorry.
I didn't want to name him. I used to go to school there.
Oh, right, okay.
Also, shout out Harley. Saw him at the pub the other day in slippers for someone's birthday.
Yeah, at his local, though.
Amazing.
Harley's the original comfort don, though. Harley used to come to this show in slippers.
Well, if he'd been here today, we all know it would have been his birthday show, because it is his birthday tomorrow, isn't it?
It is indeed. Yeah. Thinking instead he's going to Barbados.
Well, that's fair enough.
Barbados.
Yeah, to check out if the comedians are being
correct.
If he's correct,
okay.
Harley will be there going, "It is like Barbados." He was right.
He was all that time.
Yeah, I've had some new ink done. I'm real trendy now. I'm part of the gang. I've heard.
Are you going to add Toad Hall maybe at a later date, or even a car?
A
car would be a good idea. Mm. So, I've got two more tattoo ideas in the pipeline. I'm going to get an Air Max 92 because 92 was the year I was born. Mm-hmm. And then I was brought up on a street called Lovelace Walk.
Okay.
So I'm going to have love on the laces of the 92. But I'm going to have them done on the knot with the bowers because I was brought up in knots. So Lovelace, knots on the 92.
Triple entendre. How the fuck you do that?
I don't know. But when I said it to my friend the other day, she went, "Did Justin write that for you?"
Amazing.
Yeah.
Amazing. I'm the boy that cried wolf. I can't say things nowadays I'll say something like, "How are you doing?" And then people just look at me like,
"That was so good."
I don't get it.
They're expecting something.
Just greeting you, expecting a pun.
But also, no one else can say a pun or something funny without them going, "Oh, Justin, right?"
Yeah.
You've ruined fun for everyone else.
I invented puns to some people.
Yeah, that's true.
So clearly, Big Pun did.
Or maybe that you worked that off his name. It's like a subconscious pun.
I'm a massive Big Pun fan. I do love Big Pun.
Big Pun fan. See what you've done there? See, you just can't turn it off.
Well, our first guest is next door.
Yep.
So Should we get her in?
Let's do it. We're going to greet her and we're going to bring her in.
Saw a pair of shoes for a fiver. Then I saw the same pair only in designer. Yeah, I know my wallet don't agree with the pricing, but I got a stunt for the glam cause it's my ting. Trying to do right but always on the wrong ting. Weighing out my options seems like a long ting. And I'm trying to find some peace of mind while I'm wasting away on my timeline. But I can't get away, losing myself, trying to keep up with the latest trends again. And it's not so funny running out of money, but I'm not here buying by the number of orders, because they'll never be enough. I know I'm more than just a diamond in the rough. That's all I need to get me by. That's but always on the social. Check the updates, keeping up with the local. Really, I'm shy online, I'm vocal. Throwback Thursday, hashtag old school. So insecure, Jay can't stop shopping. Turn up the views, get my timeline popping. Though I put down my phone just to get away, I always end up in the same place. But it's just all a mess, killing my ego, trying to keep up with the rest. No use. And it's not so funny running out of money, but I'm not here buying by the numbers or the statement, cause they'll never be enough. I know I'm more than just a diamond in the rough. That's all I need to get me by. That's all I need to get me by.
accustomed to this dawning. I'm losing touch with my ambitions just to stay in line. I need to find a solution. And it's not so funny running out of money, but I'm not defined by the numbers on a statement, cause they'll never be enough. I know I'm more than just a diamond in the rough.
Jay Danner, that's a big tune. We've got, do you know what, we don't have enough female guests on this show. That's one thing that I want to say.
Real talk.
It's annoying, but we've got two for the price of one today. Both in the respect of this particular interview and the fact that we've got another guest coming in who's also, who's hopefully coming in.
No, she is coming in.
Okay, she's amazing. Well, our first guest who's just rolled up is Madders.
Hey.
Wagwan. And she's also rolled in with a little entourage as well. We've got Shannon, who I've met for the first time at the same time as Madders.
At a really great party.
Yeah, really great party.
Which we did speak about last week.
Yeah.
Shout out, that party
with the garden and the bar and the band and the fireworks.
And the pick
and mix. Just let's get that straight.
Yeah.
The burgers.
And I was getting like the heaviest sweets just because I could. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean?
Sweets I'd never even eat. They're just heavy and I couldn't afford before.
I was hoping they'd have like weighing scales there. Do you know what I mean? Even though I weren't paying, I just want to see how much this shit actually weighs. I've taken lots of free sweets.
I went in at the end though when everyone was gone, so I literally just helped myself to everything before I left.
Brilliant. Has to be done. It's like that members club Shoreditch House. They've got the sweet tins.
Yeah.
The sweet jars.
You're not allowed there, so that's...
Yeah, I'm banned from there.
I've seen you in there.
I know.
Okay, right.
Rules are made to be broken.
True.
That's how I got banned to begin with.
But you two are a formidable duo, man.
Yeah.
Power couple.
Do you want to come...
Yeah, okay. Come through.
Is
come
that
through.
Team?
Absolutely. Madders on vocals, Shan on visuals, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's how it goes. How did you meet?
Well, Shan shot my second video?
Because the reason I asked this is because obviously I know now that Shan is from like literally the other end of the country.
Yeah. Shan shot my second video, Bits, and that's how we became friends, really. Well, actually, she told me not too long ago that she didn't really like me when we first met. I could kind of sense it. But now, you know,
Beef.
She can't get enough of her best friend.
I think that relationships where people maybe didn't like each other too tough at the beginning can be the strongest ones.
See, mine are normally the other way around.
I feel it was maybe we were so focused on what we wanted to do, we didn't realise if we came together and worked as a team, we could be 10 times more powerful.
Yeah.
And now we've realised that.
Absolutely. And you've just dropped a new video.
Yeah, speaking of, produced by Wiley, and that is on my own channel.
You just roll with legends like it's nothing, innit?
I don't know. You just have to believe in yourself and take a risk. And if people tell you that don't do that, or it don't sound that great, if you believe it in your heart, then go with it. So I did it, I recorded it, I sent it to Eileen, he liked it.
Yeah, because that's your MO, isn't it? That's the way you do things. You just...
Because producers are not sending me beats.
Yeah.
I go and I get their beats and I do my thing and they love it, and then that's how... But it's all about taking a risk.
Yeah, and is that something you encountered from the offset when you first like made the like foray into grime? Did you come up against a lot of, not hostility, but a lot of barriers because of your gender?
Yeah, of course. Naturally, You're always going to get that in a working environment, though. But, you know, being a woman, a female in grime, it just makes me want to be more determined, because I know that I can do just as good as a job, if not better.
Mm.
And it excites me going on a set and some of these dons don't like me. I get gassed.
That's the grime attitude, isn't it? That's the thing. That's the grime attitude. Like, fuck it if you don't like me.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Well, go on, sorry.
How did you get into grime? Because I don't, for some reason, I got these two things. Like, I don't know if it was one time period or they actually did go hand in hand, but for some reason, I think I heard about you first. Maybe you did like a freestyle video on Twitter or Vine, I keep thinking, for some reason. It was around them times.
I recorded little clips on Vine and they were crap. Over a million views, actually over a million and a half views. I trended worldwide. Like, it sounds great, but it really wasn't. Like, it made me really depressed. It made me sad, but everybody told me to deactivate because they said I was crap. But it just made me want to, like, not go out like that. So I decided, you know what? I actually do love MCing because I used to run home from school and write lyrics. And I used to have old lyric books. So just, I wasn't in the scene, but I was in the scene in my head at home in my bedroom writing along. So it was something that I always wanted to do. So from the Vines, I noticed, you know what? People don't like me, but I'm getting attention. So I'm going to get better.
But then what I've noticed about, like, online hate and, like, especially, you know, like, YouTube, Vine, stuff like that, you're not actually getting as hated as you think, because the people who've got positive stuff to say normally say it to their brethrens. Mm. Seeing how sick this girl is.
Yeah.
Seeing how sick this track is.
Yeah.
But the people who don't have brethrens are always the ones full of hate. And who are they going to say it to? The forums and shit.
Yeah,
no,
so they're online putting
them.
That. Do you know what I mean?
Because
if I like a video online, yeah, on YouTube or whatever, there's a like button. But more time, I won't click it.
Yeah.
I'll listen to the song and I'll enjoy it.
Mm.
True.
But these people... So, for example, you, Michael Payne, manage an artist, Alana Verde, and you put one of her tracks out, and it got a lot of dislikes because it came after an advert.
Yeah,
was it?
It was a Vivo thing, so it was based on the fact that these people were, in essence, like a captive audience, because, they hadn't expected to watch that video, so they made up their mind that they didn't like that video probably before they'd even watched it properly. Do you know what I mean? So a lot of that, you're absolutely
so
right.
So they will dislike it and say it got, I don't know the statistics or anything, say it got 400 dislikes but 8,000 plays.
Yeah.
I'd say 7,600 people liked it but just didn't click the like button.
See, that's what happens with me, but then you just, it's not really about... It would be nice for people to interact in a positive way, but we know it's not going to happen. So I just look at it as, well, you know what, people are watching and they know that I'm here. So that's all that matters, really.
Absolutely. People are always going to have opinions. You can't please everyone at all.
But you were pleasing the right people, because off the back of that, the next thing I saw from you, you were featuring on remixes with Grim Sickers and Big Art. And there's huge artists, Grim Sickers, Cozzy, there was Izzy Gibbs and Mez Snowy, all of that. You were collabing with these people pretty much.
I felt like Lisa Mafia that day. it was so cool.
It's funny you should mention Izzy Gibbs, actually, because we've interviewed Izzy Gibbs on this very show, and he had the exact same story as you. You know, when he first started, he had a massive knock to his confidence. A lot of people, too many people for his liking, told him he was shit.
Mm-hmm.
And he had to make that decision there. Do I carry on or do I quit? And you've both made the same decision.
Keep
and got
going,
further along. Exactly.
Always.
Exactly.
Keep going, man.
Absolutely. Well, we should get into the new rhythm.
Yeah, play that.
And if you do us the honour of introducing it, that would be sick.
Okay. The next track is Underdog by myself, Madders, produced by the Godfather, Wiley.
Yes. come on.
It's matters. Let me make one thing clear, I'm not the underdog around here. Show no love and I show no fear. I need to keep up the pace this year. Let me make one thing clear, I'm not the underdog around here. Show no love and I show no fear. This year. I'm gonna step up the pace this year. I'm gonna race this year. Cool phones, I have to change up the gear. I won't stop even when I've gone clear. I can't fuck till you disappear. I've come here to done a couple careers. Cheers. Send you home with a few souvenirs. It's about to get real familiar. Your fans will be like, who, what, where?
levels like a madness in the atmosphere. I don't care, my only competition is me. Grind your hair, come through like a debt collector. You with your mates, but they can't protect you, you're dead. You don't need a lie detector, but nice or cool shine, cause you might direct her. Let me make one thing clear, I'm not the underdog around here. Show no love and I show no fear. You better keep up the pace this year. Let me make one thing clear, I'm not the underdog around here. Show no love and I show no fear. You better keep up the pace this year. If you don't believe in yourself, then who will? Doggy dog, welcome out of your fields. Man, wanna talk about old new steel. Girls wanna talk like they know the deal. It's like they're getting a cheap thrill. Well, that chat don't pay my bills. My name ain't Jill, you get jacked up chill. Said you all start writing a will. An artist ain't a drill. This ain't everybody's deal. I'm too excited, I can't keep still. Work non-stop till your heart's been fulfilled. Get gas when your tune gets a wheel. That's a feeling no one can steal. And I don't make friends, nah, that don't appeal. Gonna tear off the track like it's my last meal. Let me make one thing clear, I'm not the underdog around here. Show no love and I show no fear. You better keep up the pace this year. Let me make one thing clear, I'm not the underdog around here. Show no love and I show no fear. You better keep up the pace this year. See, I ain't always been strong. At times I thought that I couldn't go on, but God didn't put me on this earth to feel that long. Looked at myself in the mirror, said, come on. See, I'd always been strong. At times I thought that I couldn't go on, but God didn't put me on this earth to feel that long. Looked at myself in the mirror, said, come on. I come to work on a mic, that's true. Tell a man I could never get you. Like an MC, that's me, not you. I ain't gonna stop, you must be confused. I come to work on a mic, that's true. Tell a man I could never get you. Like an MC, that's me, not you. I ain't gonna stop, you must be confused. Never. No way, not ever. Never, no way, not ever. Never, no way, not ever. Never, no way, not ever.
Underdog.
Yeah.
By the one and only. New to the game. Making an impression, making an impact, matters.
Well, new to the game. I mean, I've been an MC for 3 years now.
Still technically
yeah,
new.
I mean, I'm not
three
a grime
years
original.
Is a very short space of time yeah. in the grand scheme of things. You're definitely
true.
A new gen.
True. Yeah, I mean, yeah, okay. I'm a new generation of MCs.
Yeah. Oh, no, you know, obviously, people always talk about people's careers as if they know the whole scope of it, you know. But I suppose it's when you've really made your introduction, when you've really made your mark. That's the tip of the iceberg. That's mm-hmm. the bit that everyone kind of sees. And 3 years is a short space of time.
Of course, yeah.
And you're doing well for some, because you were just on BBC Two this morning.
Yeah, I mean, yeah.
Like national that. News, yeah, you know world you
know?
News.
Well, for anyone that doesn't know, what were you on BBC Two this morning? We were talking about music videos and whether, you know, when you see the young boys and their gangs and doing all that crap, whether that's influenced by music. No, wait, what was it again? You explain it.
Yeah, come in, Shan. Come in, Shan.
This is your field.
All right, it was basically about videos where it's promoting violence in the video and the police having them removed from YouTube. So
wow.
We were just debating it with the police and the Mayor of London office and just basically having our say on it, saying that if it's got a concept and it can make sense and it's not just throwing guns and knives about, we don't see a problem, because you can go on Netflix, you can go on any of these.
I was going to say.
You can go anywhere and see it. Like, the news shows worse stuff, like with ISIS and everything. There's so many worse things out there.
Yeah.
And to say that it influences people, it's just not right, because they say it's glamorizing, but when you watch it,
It's not
glamorous. You don't want to do that.
No,
you
exactly.
You don't want to go on a block and stand with 20
exactly.
guys.
Like,
if anyone's
exactly.
glamorizing it, it's them.
Yeah, for real.
Like, in America, they've got guns and stuff that's legal. They're the ones glamorizing it in their videos. Like,
Hollywood,
they just have
man.
It for
yeah.
no
Blockbusters,
reason.
You can shoot up bare man. Like, John Wick has shot more people than all the roadmen I know. Do you know what I mean?
Do you know, especially in these, like, road tracks or whatever, when I'm saying, like, I'm on the street looking like a tramp, do you know what I mean? Do I care?
It's
do
not
my grinder clothes?
They're not
do you know
glamorizing
what I mean?
Shit.
I'm on road looking like a tramp
it's
in the
just,
rain.
This is just how people's lives are,
yeah,
and
exactly.
I don't think people understand that.
Exactly.
While they're sitting there drinking their Horlicks, watching Corey, like, people
yeah.
are out here.
And if they don't talk about it, no one will ever understand about
yeah.
it. So they need to talk about it so people can understand their story and
yeah.
see where they're coming from and how they've got from here to here.
That's the thing. There have been so many success stories of people who, had they not turned to music and made these so-called glamorizing videos, would not be in the position that they are now. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, so many. Most of the artists that are blowing up now have come from way less than glamorous backgrounds and circumstances.
Yeah,
and to say that, yeah, you know, and yeah, to say that these kids that are kind of expressing themselves in the only way they know how, with a camera and a some studio time and some music, to say that they're glamorizing something that they're just reporting on as a way of life is...
Yeah. Basically, they don't know nothing, and we went on there to talk up the things and set them straight.
Good.
And educate. And that is it.
Good, good.
We have a pressing question of our own here.
We do, yeah.
Every guest gets asked it, so it's fine.
And we need an answer from you. So, would you rather fight 100 duck-sized horses or a seagull in a horse outfit?
Have to pick. Don't think about it too much, like Sampha said, because it would just seem even more ridiculous.
I would rather fight a seagull in a horse's outfit, because it won't be able to see.
Same reasoning as you.
What? I said it would be able to get its little wings in the front legs.
No, but with its wings wouldn't be meant to. It would be its feet. That
yeah, but their feet would be in the back legs. Unless it's like a proper pantomime horse. You've got two seagulls.
What would you do, Shan?
That's two seagulls.
What would you do, Shan?
I don't know. What was the first one?
The first one's 100 duck-sized... No, horses. 100 duck-sized horses. So 100 horses the size of ducks. Got to fight them.
I'd rather fight them.
No.
100 of them.
100 of them?
Duck-sized horses. They've still got...
I love them.
They've still got the same anatomy.
They're not real.
Baby horses.
How can you love so?
Yeah, but no, they're not baby horses. They're adult horses, but they're the size of ducks. They're adult horses.
I know what you're thinking. This question's quackers.
But then,
I think it's cute.
But they're angry because they're
you've got to fight these.
There's 100 of them.
Yeah,
these are putting it on you.
Them, so you're going to want to do the one in the horse.
This deer on the line.
You've got to take it, and if you get beat up, you get beat up.
Yeah. True.
You know what I mean?
I'd go for the 100 horses as well. I'm not taking on the seagull dressed as a horse. That's crazy.
I mean, they would be cute if they
That seagull's out. Obviously got nothing to lose if it's dressed as a horse.
Seagulls are dangerous.
Do you know what I mean? How much more is dressed as a horse?
Wasn't there a news article about a seagull getting an ASBO or something?
Yeah, there was.
Seagulls snatch up your children.
Seagulls are about it.
Fully about it.
I bet they work alongside squirrels. They're always up to no good.
A squirrel chased my sister once.
See what I mean?
They're bad breed cousins. Like they're.
I bet it was one of them grey bastard squirrels. They've killed off all the red ones as well, haven't they?
Yeah, that's true.
Aww.
Seagulls have probably killed off a load of birds as well.
Yeah. We're not birds.
They're probably an imposter species.
They've been on Crime Watch.
Seagulls.
Yeah.
They've done it all. They're glamorising violence.
Exactly. That's what I'm saying.
Seagulls.
And do you know when it comes to it, obviously. There's beef in any walks of life. But more time, you just go clash it up. Do you know what I mean? Hit up Jammer, get in his basement, spit some bars. Look at Maxter and Little Nasty. They didn't like each other, did they?
No.
Clash it up. Cozzy and Socks, they didn't like each other.
There needs to be more clashing. This is what grime is about.
Yeah.
Clashing.
Absolutely about clashing. It's actually really fucking awkward because he asked me an awkward question earlier on about Trim versus Prez T.
Oh.
I did.
And jeez, then who do you think would win?
Actually happens to be in the room right now.
What are you saying, Prez?
I'm Prez.
We said, I'm not going to lie, we said Trim.
Based on clashing alone. I said Prez T is my favourite artist ever. So
yeah. I'm just
suspecting. It was so awkward when we went to greet you, and then Prez T was in the room. We were like, shit.
Who would win? I don't even know. I'm going to say Prez. Fuck it. He's in the room.
Yeah. He is now, yeah. No, but I genuinely
walk
went
in the
on.
Room, sprays what he likes. This is what I'm saying. You know what I mean? How can you lose? How can you lose?
It's like saying who would win in a battle out of Jay-Z and Eminem.
Well, it's like who would win in a boxing match, Charlie or Tyson.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
True.
But you know what? It's not about violence. Oh, no, it's not.
It literally is just about a clash, yeah.
Yeah.
Clashing. I mean, if it came to it, I'm ready to clash. So.
What, Prez?
But Prez, would you still clash? You're a veteran. That's the thing.
A vet.
Grime is about clashing, so if it ever came up to me... Grime is about clashing, so if it ever came to my direction where I felt the need to protect my empire or my anything that Prez has built up, or if a bag of fans start saying our Prez ain't real because he never sent back, then yeah, I would fulfill their requirements.
Jeez, that's what I wanted to hear.
Spoken like a true Grime MC.
In it.
You have to. I mean, you can't back out. Even me, in the beginning, I used to be like, no, I don't know. But I'm ready. I mean, I did have some bars for someone.
Mm.
Ooh. Who? Go on, spill it.
No.
Spill it.
Is it a surprise?
Oh, are you going to drop them? Is that going to happen? Is Madders going to be sending
for I'm not talking. Sure. I'm going to see how I feel.
I'm going to steer it.
No. I want to put my own.
The threats out there.
Yeah. Ooh. I've put. Listen. I've got my tunes. I'm going to put my videos out, see how they go, and then I might. But I don't really fancy giving anyone the spotlight right now. I kind of want to try and take it for myself.
Yeah, absolutely. So,
but you could do this by ruining somebody else's career for my entertainment.
What, live? Yes. Do you want me to do it live?
Yes. That's what I want more than anything in the world.
This is such a troublemaker.
Just steering it up in this corner.
Professional troublmaker.
Oh, instrumental.
Oh, okay. Do we have an instrumental?
Well, I don't think we're going to have time, unfortunately. But what we'll have to do is, when you record and get this track down, send it us as an exclusive.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Okay.
We would love the exclusive.
Cool. Thanks for having me, guys.
Thank you for coming in.
Thank you for coming through.
It's been an absolute pleasure.
And also creating the most awkward moment I've ever had on FUBAR Radio as well.
Yeah, but, I apologise about that.
but then maybe he wasn't aware of it until we... Right, what happened?
No, about say, he said present.
Yeah, but I don't think you were here then.
Oh, yeah.
If anything, you did it.
But you know, he owned what he said, so we respect you for that.
Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Thank you
well
very
done,
much.
Michael
Pay. Well, you know.
Thank you for coming in, Madders. It's been an
absolute pleasure having you. And we'll, you know, obviously we're going to be keeping an eye on you. And we'll see you very soon.
And we'll hear that diss track very soon.
Hopefully you press T as well.
Yes, please.
Definitely. All right, cool. It's FUBAR Radio. We're going to get into a song now. And we'll, in fact, what's the time? 5 o'clock already?
Yes,
I'm going to be lip-syncing soon.
Yeah, Reese is going to be lip-syncing soon. We're going to have Charlotte Rose.
We have a kissing expert coming
in
to teach
the First
Reese
Lady of Sex.
Yes, you should get on that show.
We'll be back on the other side of this. It's FUBAR Radio.
Right. If you got the drums, I got what you want. Hit my telephone. I'll be here from dusk to dawn in Southern California. Everything's imported, everyone's important. Me, I'm important. Said, if you got the drums, I got what you want. Just hit my telephone. I'll be here from dusk to dawn in Southern California. Everything's imported, everyone's important. Me, I'm important.
Hello, white people. Please put down your mason jars. I don't mean to cause alarm, but it just sometimes happens. I failed to act and now I'm stuck here rapping. Could you please, please, please spare a minute and just listen? Cause I promise I won't let you down like all of these others around. Well, everybody's special, everybody's famous. Yeah, I'll see you later. Wait, I was just kidding. I got parking tickets for 600 and some change. I never wanna do this shit again. Damn, I don't even remember why I came. But in Southern California, everything is gorgeous and everything is pointless. Damn, wait, I don't know what my point was. Great.
If you got the drums, I got what you want. Just hit my telephone. I'll be here from dusk to dawn in Southern California. Everything's imported, everyone's important. Me, I'm important.
Look, got the Jones for you, I call you Jonesy. I saw you when you say my moon, Michael shot undisclosed to you. Your friend's nosy, matrimony, you, I treat you holy. Ooh, pray for insurance, any issues, I'ma come see you roadside. Youngest nigga, Central Ave down the ghost side. Any nigga got a problem outside from my Bouchard. Okay, yeah, girl, you mighty fly. Okay, I can't sit Ali by. Okay, working like Duncan Hines. They be in your ear, say I'm not lyrical. Baby, I'ma shine. They just want rentals, right? They gon' hold you back. I cut your umbilical off.
If you got the drums, I got what you want. Just hit my telephone. I'll be here from dusk to dawn in Southern California. Everything's imported. Everyone's important. And me, I'm important. So, everyone's important, and me, I'm
on a sunset and haze down. I really wish that I could stay.
That's Jones featuring Foggy Raw and Slim Jim Jones by Nafets.
Yes.
Is that how we're going to pronounce it?
I think we'll say it like that.
Or Nafets?
Could be.
I always want alternatives, don't I?
But Nafets, I think that sounds right.
Yeah.
I just want to say, right, that... Please. That Prez T coming through then was probably weird. One of the maddest things that's ever happened.
Yeah, and the fact that he came through with Madders as well.
Yeah.
And I'm a huge fan of Prez T. You know, every time, even like, I've met him a few times now. Even when I still see him, I'm like, oh my God, it's Prez T.
Yeah.
Oh my God, it's Prez T. Yeah. I love him.
So with that in mind, who love else you, would you like to see clash? And then they might appear next door in the green room.
This is a good point.
So, because you've both.
All right, how about this? God and Allah.
Don't. It's going too big. Let's bring it down. Because weirdly, I mean, I had this discussion with you a few times and I said, prove it, where you said you two. Risa said to me, you two are psychic. Now, that maybe just proved it with Prez T appearing like that.
Uh-huh.
But let's test it again. Name some people that we want to see clashing. One of them will appear.
No, it won't happen like that. Why? It won't manifest like that because it just doesn't. We have to...
Yeah, it can't be forced. It's a natural thing. So the other day, for example, I went out on... I went and met this girl and she wanted to leave some flowers at my house so she didn't have to carry them around with her all day. I said, these flowers look really nice. They look almost like you could eat them. Why aren't flowers edible? They're just a plant. Anyway, got home and I'm watching a TV show, Edible Flowers for Sale. And they were like, oh, today we bought some edible flowers because we didn't know they were a thing, so we thought we'd eat them.
Right.
What? Michael Payne talked about the monster from Pan's Labyrinth.
Yeah.
Yep.
Very niche thing to be talking about.
On the corner smoking a spliff.
Yeah.
Literally on Brick Lane. Yeah.
That evening. Or the
you
next
saw the
morning.
Monster.
Yeah. No, the next morning was it, I think.
Yeah.
I get a text from Justin with a link because the monster was in the newspaper that morning.
Because there had been an exhibition featuring all of Guillermo del Toro. All his monsters. There was an exhibition about Guillermo del Toro's fucking monsters the day after I randomly started talking about one of Guillermo del Toro's monsters. How often do you talk about guy's monsters?
Is it something that when you smoke, there's some sort of magical power released in you that makes you like see into the future or something?
I think so. I think Reese and I have got this weird... You know in... have you ever seen Pacific Rim? It's not a porn.
I was going to say.
It's not porn.
I don't want to say yes too quickly, but what is that, the film? With Charlie Hunnam.
Charlie Hunnam, yeah.
Hunnam, whatever his name is.
Charlie Hunnam, yeah. Charlie Hunnam.
And Idris.
And Idris Elba,
That's a Guillermo del Toro film, isn't it?
Is it?
Pretty sure it is.
No way.
Pretty sure it is. Let me just Google that. But I'm almost certain.
That's fucking crazy.
Okay.
In it, they kind of have to be connected mentally in order to operate these robots. I think Reese and I could operate I can't remember the name of the robots in that film.
It is a Guillermo del Toro film.
Mad Ting.
Talking about mind reading, Amazon have a speaker system called Alexa.
Yeah.
And she's been doing just that.
What's she
reading
been
minds?
Doing? Tell me.
She has.
Okay.
I think Justin's going to let us know, actually, this time.
All right. Well, a man says that his... Amazon's AI assistant threw its own party at his flat in the early hours of the morning, forcing the police to intervene. Oliver Haberstroh, who lives in Hamburg, says his Alexa-enabled speaker started playing music at full blast in the early hours of the morning when nobody was at home to control it. Police had to break into a sixth floor flat in order to investigate the disturbance, which was reported to them by his neighbours. The voice-controlled speaker started playing music between 1:50 a.m. and 3 a.m. After returning home to find a new lock on his door, Oliver visited the police station and was given the corresponding set of keys and an invoice. He wrote on Facebook, "While I was relaxing and enjoying a beer, Alexa managed on her own, without command and without me using my mobile phone, to switch on at full volume and have her own party in my apartment. She decided to have it at a very inconvenient time, between 1:50 a.m. and 3 a.m. My neighbours called the police. Amazon has offered to cover his bill."
So it was obviously possessed then, the speaker. It was Halloween time. It got possessed. It's obvious.
Well, it's not the only time the Alexa has been in the news this week.
What else has she been doing, the cheeky man?
Well, you just wait. Yeah. So a three-year-old child, or I think it was two or three, I can't remember, has said to Alexa, "Play Twinkle Twinkle." Alexa has misunderstood what he said because he's struggling to speak. He's only young. and loaded up porn sound effects from an orgy, from a lesbian orgy.
Called Twinkle Twinkle?
No, it was called something like Cock Thirsty Lesbian Orgy 66 Hot Chicks in.
Often, you know, sometimes words sound similar, and Twinkle Twinkle sounds very similar to Cock Big Orgy.
It might have been water sports, and also, Tinkle Tinkle.
And also, isn't that like a self-contradictory title? Cock Thirsty Lesbians. Really?
Yeah.
Are they?
Yeah, very true.
I'm not sure. I think they're not parched at all, I think, for that.
I think I'd skip that one. I wouldn't believe it.
No, but that doesn't... Oh, I know. I'd watch it because I go, what on earth can this be?
I really want some dick, but I really hate them.
Yeah.
In fact, that's something I go through very often, if I'm honest.
Well, I'm thinking, like, if you went out for the evening, you come home and you're like, well, there's a new lock on my door. Maybe, because he said he went out for a beer, a little bit tipsy. He's like, the key's not... You know, he does sometimes, the key's not working. So the police have had to break into his flat, change the lock, and then invoice him because his speaker's gone possessed.
Yeah, mine was changed.
Which
shit.
Amazon have paid for. Well, they paid
that's
the
good.
All that money they've saved off avoiding paying tax, haven't it? Really?
That's true.
My man's throwing a little shubs at home. His neighbours have come round. He's checked through the spy hole, seeing him, just thought, yeah, fuck them. That guy's a prick who lives upstairs. Like, piss off, Jerry. You know what I mean? Carried on just having a little buggy. Next thing, bang on the door again. He's looked through. It's the police. Ducked out the window. They've come, kicked the door off, turned it off. Oh, you kicked my door off. Oh, no. Oh, Alexa, all on your own again. Oh, bloody ghosts.
Depends what the playlist is, really. If it was a good one, I'd be quite happy if I lived in the flat below. But if it was something terrible.
And I imagine that he probably likes EDM because that would really piss me. I'd think I would call the police on someone if they were playing
from
EDM.
From Hamburg, right? It must have been techno.
They 100% love techno.
It was 100% techno.
And when he says, out enjoying a beer, ecstasy. That's what he really meant.
That may well be a brand of it.
I was just out relaxing, enjoying some ecstasy. And
Alextasy.
Oh. No, that.
Yeah? Oh, shit.
No.
Okay.
Should Amazon have to cover his bill, though?
Well, it's obviously faulty,
yeah,
isn't it?
That's a fault.
It has to be.
All right, cool.
Why, what use if you're like, yeah, my one is too, Amazon.
I've got loads of them that are all going off. All of my doors are being kicked off. If I get I've had 20 doors kicked off.
Yeah. Pay for them.
I get a mortgage. I don't know how.
Maybe he was playing the doors. Maybe Alexa was playing the doors.
Maybe. Yeah. Well, okay, well. More for Alexa.
Yeah, but, I mean, if I was Amazon, I'd kind of... Yeah, in fact, do you know what? I would have paid it. Great PR. Alexa will throw you a party that good, the police will have to kick your door off and we'll pay for it.
Yeah, but Alexa will throw you a party and no one will come. It will just be loud music. That's not a party.
It's not Alexa's fault that you've got no friends. That's your issue.
If I would have been more impressed if this Alexa had not only turned on the music, but like logged into his Facebook and invited all his friends.
She did. No one came. That's why he pretended he went in. He was embarrassed.
Yeah,
that's a good point.
He probably got arrested, but the police have offered to be like, "Look, we'll just say
such
that
a loser." Yeah. And Amazon heard about it and like, "You're such a loser."
Talking about losers, so am I, because I'm a terrible kisser.
Yeah,
but.
Someone's
not, for bloody long.
Not for
I'm
bloody
so
long.
I'm so excited for you just to stop going on about the. Well, no, I want to know more about the kissing. But when you're like, yeah, I'm a great kisser now. But you're going to be trained by 6 o'clock.
And
you are going to be.
I've been seeing someone recently, right? So they'll know what I was like kissing before and true. After, so I'll be able to get a good.
That person, you should have brought her in today and sat her outside the show. Quickly kissed her before Charlotte came in, and then kissed her immediately
her name
after.
Is also Charlotte, by the way.
Oh, really?
And I only did kiss her earlier today, so.
Oh, okay.
I'll be able to get a good.
Yeah, but she doesn't know that she's meant to remember how that kiss was.
No, I told her that this.
Oh, okay.
Person, so.
Oh, okay.
And
cool.
I'm hoping there's some sort of a tweak that she'll notice the difference. She'll go, "Oh, you just did something."
Yeah, you kissed me differently. Yeah. Reese is just gonna raise his leg when he kisses her. He's gonna think
that stiff tongue you've been doing, Reese.
Oh yeah, we need. Well, we're gonna ask Charlotte about the tongue because I'd like you to get over this phobia of tongues that you have. That's very. It's a nice thing, the tongue.
Why do women do that in movies? By the way,
what
raise their leg?
When they're kissing,
yeah,
I don't know.
What does that? Is that a lady?
It's like a lady erection.
Is
like
that an erection?
Kind of. When you're enjoying, if you don't kick your leg up, it's a bad kiss.
We're just like, look at these. These is red bottoms. These is bloody shoes.
There's no red. The like a stepped in sauce.
Just lips him.
plug, extension cord. Bottom's all red like I stepped in sauce.
Oy, I'm excited.
Stop delaying the kissing. Let's get her.
We don't want to do that. It's FUBAR Radio.
Like which one? Big, big batty on the left. Cute ting tattoo on the chest. The wee bit ting can't dress. Look a joke, I don't want no stress. I'm just trying to get folded. Trying to get the henny dick fully loaded. Coco's gonna get in the worst way. Marathon pokes like it's your birthday. Negative energy, I don't wanna know. Killing my vibe, exit, you gotta go. Every day's a movie, every day's a show. I work hard, so tonight I'm spending my dough, girl.
Every other day's a celebration. We celebrate. And we don't need any occasion, nigga, to celebrate. We celebrate, 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 celebrate. We celebrate, 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 celebrate. I deliver.
I know that I'm blessed. I kiss my dog good morning, now I'm laying on her breast. Every day's a challenge, but I'm ready for the test. Plan ahead, stay ahead, pre what's coming next. Itching for a turn up, so I turn up in the car. Tint the window so they cannot see who we are. Got the music thumping, you can hear it kind of far. I don't drink and drive, but the car is like a bar. Do not interrupt the flex. Check in on my playlist, see what tune is playing next. Whiffy in the car, maybe you can get a text. The whip is posh, got me feeling like I'm X. Negative energy, I don't wanna know. Killing my vibe, exit, you gotta go. Every day's a movie, every day's a show. I work hard, so tonight I'm spending my dough, girl.
Every other day's a celebration. We celebrate. And we don't need any occasion, nigga, to celebrate. We celebrate, 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 celebrate. We celebrate, 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 celebrate. I deliver.
Call the Shots, Wiley featuring JME.
No, it wasn't.
What? No, it wasn't. Sorry, it was...
that was Danao.
My bad.
Is it Danao and Giggs?
It was.
Lock-go. Yes.
With Lingo.
Lingo, that's it.
Yeah. My bad. You know what? I did that last week as
it's
well. I look at the screen
and see what's highlighted.
And read what is flashing rather than... Yeah. It's like seeing the colour written down in the actual... Are you listening, Reese?
I am, yeah.
Yeah, of course you are.
I was Instagramming you. As you were talking.
Yeah, and that's listening.
No, I was listening.
Multitask, yes.
I can multitask.
I clearly wasn't listening as I showed earlier on. But anyway,
On. Wiley featured Jamie may well be coming up a little. Cause that's on the playlist. That's why you saw it.
Right,
that's
exactly. How that happened. Spoiler alert.
Yeah, it might come up in a bit. But.
We do have another guest in.
So
we do.
Excited.
I know.
In the form of the self proclaimed First Lady of Sex. Mm-hmm. Charlotte Rose.
Hello.
Hello. You've been on the station before.
I have, yes.
But not in person, right?
Not in person,
as
no.
I understand.
No, on the phone a few years ago now, actually.
Yeah.
And on was very
yeah.
nice. So obviously I thought, Reese needs to know about kissing. Who can I get on?
The First Lady. And you know, the whole story about the First Lady of Sex is, so I ran for MP for sexual freedom in 2014. I did the two by-elections. And as I'm a sex worker as well, I was a little bit concerned about my safety element. So they were going to be reading out my birth name. So I thought I'd better change my name to my actual working name, which is Charlotte Rose. So okay. When I changed it, I said, I'll have Charlotte Rose, please. She goes, anything else? I said, well, what else can you do? She goes, we can stick a lady in there if you want. I goes, go on then. So my first name is Lady, middle name Charlotte, last name is Rose. And because I deal with sex, I'm the first lady.
Amazing.
There you go.
Makes sense. Makes and this is by Depot. This is like...
Yeah. Yeah, my postman loves me. He brings me roses.
And I know a lady by first name and a sir by first name as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah. Who is the sir?
I'm not going to say on air, but I just know a sir. That's
okay,
all.
Fine.
I know a few sirs as well.
He's not going to be hard to find. Reese's sir. He's not going to be hard to find.
Okay, well, look.
Later. Yeah, he won't be hard to find, but also probably don't lock him up. Anyway, moving on.
Yes.
I'm a terrible kisser, by the way.
So who's told you this? Is this you? Or
yeah, this is just
or
my...
have you guys all snogged and this is how you've got this result?
Came to that conclusion. It was a three-way snog.
Well, three-way is very difficult to get the right, you know, understanding of somebody kissing if it's three-way, because it's only like 45 degrees each shared, isn't it?
I was just getting lip-side.
Lip-side.
So, no, Reese has been...
So my problem is, I've been kissing a lot.
Yes.
Recently.
Yes.
And... I just assumed I was a great kisser.
Okay.
No one ever told me I wasn't.
Yeah.
So I just put two and two together and assumed that I was. But then I thought that a lot of people were bad kissers.
Mm.
So then I thought, I'm always involved in these bad kissers.
Yes.
So maybe I'm to blame.
Mm.
Okay.
So then a few weeks ago, I went out with this girl and we were discussing bad kissers. And there was one technique that we brought up a few times, which was I call the stiff tongue, which I hate.
Do it for me. Show me.
Where they're just kind of like... The tongue's quite rigid and hard, and they're like in your mouth, and it's a bit like, oh, that's a bit.
Yeah, they're the swordsmen.
Yeah, okay, swordsmen. That's better than the stiff tongue.
Yes, swordsmen. And then you've got the froggers.
What's the frogger? Oh,
yeah, that's another terrible one.
The washing machine, right? Like round and round and round. Oh,
isn't that the industry standard?
It's actually, the washing machine is actually a really good exercise for oral sex. So if anybody's doing that and they do that, then you know they're going to be great when they go down on you.
Learning already.
Yeah.
What a
because
day.
Your tongue is just a muscle as well. So, I mean, I sing in an opera. I sing in the sex workers opera. So when we're doing our warm-ups, we'd actually do that. So we spin our tongue eight ways one way, eight ways the other way, and builds up the strength within your mouth. So for oral sex, that's a great tip.
Or maybe
great tip.
You can warm up for singing with oral sex.
Oh, I'm up for that.
Right. Where did you go? Let's get cracking.
What other are the kissing technique, bad or good? That I've got names like that. I like these names.
Do you know, they're the kind of mainstream ones, you know, that's the generalised element of poor kissing. I mean, you've got dribblers, you've got fish eaters, you've got swallowers.
Sorry, but to Michael's face. Dribblers?
Dribblers, yeah. So you've got to look at it in the sense of if you're a female or male lying down and the person's on top of you, if they're not swallowing whilst they're taking their breath, their mouth is building up a lot of saliva, and because of gravity, that dribble's going to go into your mouth.
I don't think I like that.
No. We don't like that.
That's only good during a blowjob, to be fair.
It's very good in a blowjob, definitely.
Not kissing. You don't want dribble in your mouth.
No.
I want all sorts of bodily fluids during a blowjob. I want tears. You know what I mean? Spit. I want...
Okay, where have you been today? Tell me you've been in a good safe space today. If I'm kissing you, I need to know these things.
I've been in a good safe space today.
Okay, this is good. And have you brushed your teeth?
I have twice today, actually.
Lovely.
Oh, shit, because you knew this was going to happen. I completely forgot to be
honest.
No,
but I've got some things for you and I, Michael, to practice on.
I don't need practice, I've told you.
But let's just take it anyway, okay?
They don't believe me.
What, that you're a good kisser?
Yeah.
Well, I should be the judge of that.
There you go.
Well, Reese is going to... What the fuck is this?
Who is
that? A picture of me on a stick.
That's Reese on a stick.
That's
I'm just going to be.
Can I have Lewis on a stick?
Yeah, there's Reese on a stick for you.
Reese,
you're Lewis now, mate.
Lewis. Why did I call you Lewis?
I don't know, but I'll take it.
I like Lewis.
If you wanted to, we could also have a mask.
You should wear that. That's you.
Really?
Why do we have these, by the way?
So we can practice kissing.
What? A paper mask.
It doesn't. I can't just bring live humans in. But I thought.
But you could get Wi-Fi machines. Though you've got these wireless little machines that react like lips now.
Also,
and,
I did ask Reese who he's particularly fancied in the world of showbiz.
Holly Willoughby.
Mask.
I watch too much Celebrity Juice.
She's lovely.
She is. She's great.
And then you did have some chocolates to woo Charlotte with before. I did. Didn't you?
These are called. We've changed the name. These are called the Long Haid, which actually is French for stiff tongue.
Oh, yes. You're loving this stiff tongue thing, aren't you?
I'm like really against it.
Really against it. What are the chocolates like?
I haven't tried them yet.
Okay. No, what do they look like?
I think somebody stuck their finger in one. Is that right?
Probably
I had to test it before I gave it you.
Yeah. What, by sticking your finger in it?
Well, don't go for that one, maybe. Yeah, finger. You want
that's what it was.
Okay, so the thing is, though, what people don't realise is that when it comes to food and kissing, is that if I'm going to have a piece of this chocolate, you need to have a piece of the same chocolate. Reason being, I'll give you an example. If you guys are out dining and you're drinking, and the gent's drinking beer and the lady's drinking red wine, the red wine will actually dehydrate the tongue, making it quite rigid and rough. So to counteract that, by both of you eating chocolate, that will give you a nice, smooth, velvet feeling in your mouth.
Fair play.
And it'll be a really nice kiss together. So if I'm going to eat some of this, I'll bite half of it and you have the other half. Do you like white chocolate?
Oh, there we go. I do now.
I feel like it's getting quite steamy in here.
Sultry.
So let me just...
Sultry. I've been saying sultry all day.
Let me just put some Kenny G
on. It's my word of the day.
It's nice. I like it.
Thank you.
Kenny G is going to help us through this.
Who?
What's that?
Kenny,
bit of a lemon in
Kenny
it.
G?
Kenny G.
No, do you know we should have my friend Wayne Marshall on and G-Spot? Can you remember the song G-Spot? Ooh, when I hit your G-Spot, baby. Yeah.
Did you say my kissing. Friend Wayne Marshall?
Yeah.
Your mate?
He's a good friend of mine, yeah.
Fair play.
He's just launched a new album, actually.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very hot and sexy,
yeah,
steamy.
Okay.
I want some good chocolate.
Yeah,
it's nice chocolate. So you both have the chocolates. You're a level kissing game here.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, okay. Do we stand?
It's entirely up to you. What would you?
Yeah,
what
you're
do you
the
feel,
expert.
Okay.
Feel,
okay. Let's
tell
do
us.
This.
You tell us what you.
So if I move that there, we'll just do this.
It's going to be a fan. It's getting really steamy.
I know, right?
You're
so,
very tall.
So do we need to adjust the camera for this?
Yeah,
do we
need to
adjust the lights?
I need yellow pages. I'm a little bit short here.
Oh, okay. Do you want to?
I think we need to adjust the
lights. Maybe
I can
kick my shoes off. That might give me an inch off. Do you know what I mean?
Oh yeah, that's better.
Okay.
There we go.
Okay. So are we all ready? Are we good for this?
Yeah.
Where's hands?
Can I just ask? Are you going to score him out of 10?
Maybe move slightly around.
Well,
so
where we are now to where we are after. Shall I see what you got?
Yeah.
Let's do this. All
this
right.
is brilliant.
Okay, so this is it. Number one, you went straight in, open mouth.
I didn't want to. I never used tongue, but I thought that's what was happening.
Okay, so in regards to the equality of male to female, these guys are pissing themselves laughing, aren't they?
I just
close my eyes? I don't know that.
Yeah, whatever you feel natural to.
Right, can we have another crack?
You look like the dragon on the Welsh flag.
I don't know what to do.
So this is basically...
I thought you were going open mouthed. I panicked.
No, I think we're doing what you
want to lead. So I want you to show me what you've got. So I'm just going to wait for you. So whatever presence you give me on the lips is what I'm going to follow, okay?
Oh, okay. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Right. So to make it easier, I'll put my arms down and I'll close my eyes so you can come to me.
Okay. So am I doing like proper hands if this is like a real...
Yeah, let's go for
end
it.
Of a first... All right, okay.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, eyes are closed.
This is so awkward.
It's
so fucking
awkward.
Okay.
It's not awkward.
So the hand movement was
watching
lovely.
Watching people kiss.
It's good.
It's
no,
not
that,
awkward.
Okay,
so hand movement was good, right?
Okay, the hand movement was good. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to talk you through the kissing cycle, because there's four phases to a kissing cycle, which is really, really simple, okay? So when you're coming in for a first kiss, you always start a kiss, closed mouth, with a simple kiss. Reason being, ooh, it's a starting board. So, you know, rather than going, open mouth, or with a tongue sticking out, it's something gentle. Now, when you go, so all the phases are really, really simple. So we're going to start off with a kiss. So both of our lips as a peck, people would call it a peck.
Yeah.
So lips, mouth closed, lips slightly puckered but soft. And we're going to kiss on the lips, top and bottom, equal pressure.
Okay. Press all the lips, no man.
Yeah, no.
Not all the lips. You can't do all the lips at once. Just the top ones.
Okay.
So we're going to go for that. So once we've done that, you're not going to move your face too far away, and you're going to manoeuvre yourself up so you slightly kiss the top lip, manoeuvre to the bottom lip, and then end with a central kiss, but a little bit more pressure so I know that kiss is over.
Okay.
And that is phase number one. So I'm going to show you, and then you're going to show me. You're going to do it on me.
Okay.
All right?
Yeah,
you ready?
Yeah.
I'm going to take control. You ready?
Aw. This is nice.
That's nice.
This is nicer.
Not that tongue out.
Okay, how was that?
That was beautiful. I closed my eyes.
That was good. That was a marked improvement on earlier.
And also, I like the way you were holding Charlotte. Yes. That was a nice way, I think, to do it. So that's
sensual with these hands, baby.
Yes.
Sensual.
Okay. So that's phase one. So you've just got to remember, you don't need to open your lips too much, because you're just finding your boundaries, you know, because that person might
sort
not
of laughing at the song.
That person might be a little bit kind of, you know, really, really nervous. So you need to take the lead, but you don't want pressure in that sense of over the top. It's a nice, gentle way to find your feet and see how the reciprocant is doing at the same time. So are we ready for phase number two?
Yeah.
Phase number two is pretty much exactly the same, but this time we're going to go with a little bit more open mouth and a little bit of suction.
Okay.
So not too much, but this is where you make the connection, all right?
Yep.
So I'm going to do it on you, and then you're going to do it on me.
Okay.
All right? Let's go. Okay, that's phase two. Are we seriously listening to I Never Want to Dance Again?
Guilty feet has got no rhythm.
Are we really stopping for a cigarette? I don't even lie, I am hot in here.
Okay, how do you feel about phase
surreal.
One and two?
This is brilliant.
Phase one and two, yeah. I feel like phase two is a bit of a
mood,
you know what I mean?
That is shit.
Andy Roddick over there, that. That window's, there's one window that's steamy. You know what? Out of all the windows, there's just one steamy.
Yeah, it is sort of steamy. You should have put steamy windows on with Tina Turner, a bit of naughtiness. Okay, so phase one and two is really, really simple. Phase one, slightly closed mouth. Reason being, you're fine on your feet. Phase two, slightly open with a little bit of pressure of sucking on the lip to be able to explore. So now, you've not delivered phase two to me yet.
Oh, yeah.
Kiss her back now, bro.
I'm leading in now, yeah?
You're going to lead in, and then we're going to pause, we'll recap, and then we're going to mix phase one and two together.
I'm feeling like Ron Jeremy out here, you get me?
Yeah. Well, don't say that.
I'm feeling like any other said male porn star.
Yes.
Okay, one that's not been accused of rape, which is great.
Ooh.
Yeah. Yeah. Start
I'm definitely not
that myself.
No.
I am scratched the Ron Jeremy comment.
Yeah, please do. Okay. Don't let that take off.
Ready?
Right.
Phase one, and say, no, phase two.
Okay.
I'm going to close my eyes, you come in.
Okay.
When you're ready.
That's it. Angle your face, blood. It's like their faces. Your face is like a puzzle. I like puzzle pieces.
Just fitting in nicely.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
Okay, we can have Baker Street now.
Yeah. Oh, all the sexiest tunes.
We picked some sexy songs earlier.
Okay, so phase three. Okay, this is pretty much the same again, but we're going to introduce a little bit of tongue action.
Hey.
Now, when we're doing it, so we're going to go for the front lip.
Yep.
Then we're going to go to the top.
Yep.
Then the bottom. Then end. So with the tongue, we go front lip. And then we bring it in like, sorry, where's the camera? We're going to go like this.
So.
Under the, under. So where my lip goes, so it's, you we're not touching tongues, it's introducing the tongue. So
your tongue's going to go under my bottom, kind of, and then mine's going to go under your top lip.
Yeah. So it's nice, your tongue's it's gonna a go nice little suction, but it introduces a little bit more wetness. So if you're going to go in with.
I'm sure it will, don't worry about that.
We hope so. But if what it does is it makes sure that the female knows that this is going to be the next step. We're going to progress to actual tongue movement. Okay?
Yeah. Okay.
So I will lead on to you. You ready?
Yeah.
People laughing through the window.
No.
Okay, ready?
Okay.
How is that?
Yeah, I'm wet.
Oh, he's getting it on now.
I think I'm wet. I don't know.
Okay, it's a good job you're wearing jogging bottoms.
I know, loose trousers for this occasion. Jesus Christ.
That looked good, I felt.
It looked good.
It left Reese wanting more. I could see that. Reese was still like that.
I'm waiting for step five already.
All the way back from Reese.
There's only four. Okay,
yeah, I'm inventing a step five. Don't worry about that.
Okay, so I want you to now to go through phase one, two, and three all in one go. And the easiest way to do it is to start with the peck, top, bottom, peck, peck again, open mouth slightly top, open mouth slightly bottom, peck with a bit more pressure. And the third one, peck, open mouth, little bit of tongue, close mouth, peck, and
so this
pressure.
Is going to be like a good 15 second kiss, isn't it? This is going to be...
Hopefully it'll be good, yeah.
Yeah.
Better, are you ready?
Better practice what I've been learning.
Yes.
Are you ready?
I am.
Let's do it. Okay. So always start off, close lips. Okay. Always together.
Who's
that's
went in for the kill?
Who did? Yeah.
LaRue styley.
That's it. Peck first. Everyone knows Peck first.
Recently went in like that.
So, you've actually started with phase two.
Well,
you've
know,
missed phase
fuck
one.
Phase one. I'm real
together.
Sexy out
Peck.
Here.
It's Peck first.
Peck yeah. first.
So, lip close.
I did have too much sucking on the top and bottom.
You did phase two to start off with. So, phase one is simply...
You were right when you said suck at kissing.
Too eager, isn't it? Yeah. Too eager.
But this is the thing. This is what can scare a lot of ladies and guys, is that when you go in, too much pressure too soon. And this is what the great thing is about this kissing cycle, is that it builds up the pressure, builds up the sexual energy nicely to be able to get everybody wet, everybody excited and getting ready to play.
Okay. Right. Yes. Yeah, well said.
That's true. Yeah.
Right. So phase one.
Phase one. Peck top lip, peck bottom lip. Peck at the end, a little bit more pressure to know that we're moving to the next phase. Are you
okay,
ready?
Yeah.
And then you can do your phase two.
I'm
straight. Because I know you like phase two.
I'm fucking good at phase two, mate.
You are very good.
When
you heard that?
Can I ask
you
a question?
That.
Of course.
At what phase do you start making the heavy breathing noises?
Well, you can't do heavy breathing noises whilst kissing because technically...
Yes, you can. This happens in all films.
No. If your lips are if your lips are touching and you're doing heavy breathing, it's actually coming out like this.
No, yeah. Through your nose.
Yeah, that's... You've been watching too much porn. What films are you watching?
Yeah, too much porn.
Yeah, there you go.
What stage do I...
Go to from one to two.
So I did one, two, three.
Yeah.
I'm just worried that stage four is going to be a bit like...
Well, you're going to be good.
Is that why they call it foreplay?
Oh, I like that. That's
good. Yeah. Okay, well, why don't we start again with step one? Right. Start from the top.
Yeah, start from the top. Phase one, phase two, phase three, and then we'll take a rest, calm the energy, sexual energies down in here, yeah. You know. Maybe
straight
get some photos
sign,
of a Margaret
maybe.
Thatcher up or something. And then.
Toilet break.
No, toilet break.
Okay, are we ready?
Yeah.
Give it to me.
Toilet break. I'm like such a schoolgirl.
That was actually really nice.
Yay!
Can I just get you to say Rhys Sanders is a bad boy lip
sucker? Well, no, we haven't tried step four.
Rhys Sanders is a bad boy.
Okay. Wait, step four. Yeah.
Step four, all right. But step one to three, I've got you.
How do you feel about that?
I feel like I got that.
Yeah?
Yeah.
You've just got to remember that your lips are... You've got lovely soft lips, but they are quite thin.
I don't even have a top one.
So when it comes to a woman who wants to do that sucking action, you've just got to make sure that you're always nice and relaxed.
Sorry.
What?
The choice of words, come on. You're in the presence of the First Lady. I'm going to use these words.
I'm sorry.
I'm
really immature. Natalie should have told you.
Would you like a chocolate?
I'm all right, you know.
Yeah.
I should just never have beaten it.
Well, I'm glad to be here. I'm enjoying.
I can't look at Reese the same again.
Why? Of course you
can. I've seen him lips in like for eight. I've never seen any of my friends kiss for that long.
Well, they should. That's not long.
Why?
That's not long.
No, as in like combined. Do you know what I mean?
How many friends of yours that are kissing at once?
Yeah. I don't stare at my friends kissing.
Well,
do you know what I mean?
I mean, that's not...
I'll do if the curtains are open, but probably not. Really.
Okay.
But don't mind me. Sorry.
Do you feel like
I'm
he's ready
immature.
To go on to step four?
How do you feel?
I feel confident.
Oh, okay.
I feel like I could kiss the world today.
Okay. Let's kiss me first before you get into lots of strange people. Okay. So what we need to do is... This is where we always start the kiss with a kiss. Small peck. Yep. But what we're going to do this time is we're going to slightly turn our heads and we're going to make contact with the top of our lips here and the bottom of our lip here. So we can still able to get a finger through our mouths, but by keeping these two parts touching.
Are you actually going to do that?
Yeah.
All right.
I want to see how this works.
Okay. So when we do that, that's when we're going to introduce the tongue. So phase three was that introduction of just bringing it in nicely. Nice little bit of wetness, just moving around gently with a bit of suction. Phase four is where you go for the peg, slightly turn, and the connect on the top and the bottom, just on the front of the lips, and then we're going to introduce the tongue. Now, this is where it's really important that you don't go in with the froggers and the swordsmen. Blah, 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 okay?
Fuck them, man.
You know, forget them. It's all about that gradual introduction of, I want to know what's happening just at the front of your mouth. I don't need to know what's going on inside your mouth just yet. I just want to know what's going
probably
on.
Probably not a nice, anyway.
Think of the tongue as like, he's like the security guard for your mouth. It's like, oh yeah, I'm sussing you out. And if they like you, you can let them in. But only you can decide that together. So this is why if somebody goes in for a kiss, full on tongue, it's evasive, it's not very nice, and it's not consensual either.
No. This is what I've been saying for a long time.
Well, you've been obviously kissing quite right then, but let's explore the tongue some more, shall we?
Okay, yeah, yes, let's explore the tongue.
Okay, so it's simple. We're going to kiss, small peck, and then we're going to slightly turn, and we're going to connect on our top of the lip and the bow and at the bottom of the lip. And so we've still got enough space that we can still breathe, but it's gently bringing in the tip of your tongue. So what I want you to do is stick your tongue out for me, nice and soft, and just get your finger and make sure that the tip is nice and soft. Yes?
Oh, the tip's very soft, just lovely. Out of yet.
That's the only place we want soft, which is good.
Yes.
So I just want you to maintain that softness.
Well, wait, wheel that up, just realise what you said. Okay, continue.
Yeah.
We just want to make sure that is kept soft. And the reason being is, if you touch my tongue with your finger and feel how hard it is if I do this.
Yeah. Oh, that's a stiff tongue I've been talking about.
Yes, that's a stiff tongue. We don't want that. No, we really don't. We want to have a nice gradual movement. And all you're doing is exploring the tip. Okay? Oh. I was waiting for a laugh.
Look at his face. Why am I laughing?
I'm just taking it all in. I'm just taking it all in.
Are we ready?
More than the tip. taking it all in.
Slow and low.
Let's go with the tip.
The angle, yeah? Yes. What kind of angle are we going at?
Well, the majority of people will always... Where do you feel...
I tilt my head to the left.
Yes. Well, a lot of women go to the right. So
yeah, I do that.
It's
I
equal.
Go to the right.
Yeah. It's equal. So.
But wouldn't that be the same direction, technically?
Yeah.
Yeah. If you went to your right and
when
he went
I'm
to his
looking,
left... You'd...
Oh.
It's when we're looking.
Maybe
yeah.
try that, actually.
No, that's not going to work because we've both got noses. Okay. That will get right in the
I've
way.
Got a fucking massive snout as well.
You haven't.
So.
Your nose is all right. It's all good. Yeah.
They really do fit. Honestly, lady, your faces really
flirting.
Do fit
yeah.
together.
Yeah. Yeah.
They genuinely do.
Okay.
And I hear you're from Nottingham, is that correct?
I was born in Nottingham, yes.
So am I.
Where are you from?
I'm from Hucknall.
Hucknall. My dad lives in Hucknall.
Does he?
Please don't be related. Please don't be related.
What Stabbo.
Is that your...
That's where she's from.
Oh, Stabbo?
Yeah. Stapleford.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it's called Stabbo.
Yeah.
I'm from Ucknall, yeah.
Ucknall, yeah.
So look, it's meant to be. This is fate. Yeah, we were brought together.
Yeah. Okay, so are we ready? Okay. Yeah. I'm going to lead this, and then what I want to do, what you do is once you feel okay with it, we're going to do it for 3 seconds, yep. All right? And then I'm going to close the kiss off. Okay? Yep. You ready?
Okay, yeah.
So always start.
Oh, yeah.
Good. Very good. How did that feel?
Yeah, it was all right.
Yeah, it's gone all quiet now.
Did it look like I was performing a good kiss?
That looked like a hot kiss. I
think. Was a kissy, though, in that situation. Yeah, you can only judge when I'm the kisser.
Okay. Yeah, exactly. Right,
okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to do that again, but instead of where we close off the kiss is a peck with pressure, we're going to just peck, open our mouths again, count for three, explore the tongues, close the kiss off again, no pressure, and we're going to do it 3 times and then close the kiss off with pressure at the end.
Okay.
Yes?
You're going to have to lead on this.
I will lead on this and then you're going to do it to me.
Yep.
Okay.
All right.
Okay.
Could you make more noise just so that the listeners know that you're still there?
No, they're kissing. Oh, we could describe it, but it'd be a bit... No, it's not too that.
Pretty standard, isn't it? Tongues kind of...
Good.
Going round and round, now they're kind of, oh wait, that tongues are doing the thing again, and now it's like...
You're making him laugh, I can feel his mouth tightening up.
You're on radio! There has to be some sort of sound,
doesn't there? Kenny G's back on again, don't worry, Kenny G's back.
Can we get some sultry music?
Yeah.
Okay, so how did that feel?
Yeah, it was good.
It was good.
I'm a bit new to the whole, like, swirling the tongue around technique. That's
but
a bit of a madness for me, I'm new to that.
Tell me what it felt like, was it nice?
Yes, it was nice. Yeah, correct.
Okay, so what we're going to do now is you're going to give me phase one, followed by phase two. What is that?
This is a Gregorian chant, really? This is Enigma. You know that's some sexy.
Oh, it is. Yeah, that's true.
Then phase three, and then phase four. Okay.
No, do you know something else? Because there is too many monks chanting in this tune for my liking.
Well, what do you want then? What's a sexy?
Wayne Marshall. Jeez.
Yeah. Wait, we do have it. I'm sure we've played it before.
Okay.
If not, maybe something by like.
No, I don't have any Wayne Marshall.
Oh my god.
Enya, I don't know who's.
Do you fuck to Enya?
Freak me, baby.
Oh, yeah, there you go.
Oh, gosh.
There you go.
Oh dear.
Well, you don't like that song?
Ready but I to do get like that freaked. Song. But that's more tune. Of a bouncing song, isn't it? Rather than a kissing song.
That
I
would have slow one.
No, I would have put that on at least 15 down. Minutes into the playlist. Easy. It would be the start.
My playlist is about 3 seconds long. Okay. Well,
I was going to say, you've got playlists. You have sex more than 5 minutes. Mad team.
I mean, I'm a sex worker, my love. I have lots of it.
Yeah.
Okay. Are you ready?
Back on track.
So, talk me through it quickly. Phase one.
Phase one. So we go in a peck, close lip. Yeah, and then we go. We peck the top lip, peck the bottom lip, and then we end it with a pressured peck.
Perfect.
Then,
phase two.
Then we take it into phase two, which again begins with a peck.
Yeah.
Then it's a kiss on the top lip with a bit of suction.
Slightly
kiss,
open, yes.
Bit of a bottom suction as well.
Yeah.
And then Pacific Rim.
And then end it. Yep. End it again on a pressured peck.
Yes.
Then we go into phase three.
Yes.
Which is again begins with a peck, as all of the phases do.
Yeah.
Then we go in to tongue, just below the top lip or bottom lip, depending on which one you're going first.
Yeah, yeah.
And then again on the bottom or top lip, depending on which way you've gone around it. Again, ended with a pressured peck.
Perfect.
Then we lead into phase four. Start off with a peck. This is when it gets real sexy.
Mm-hmm.
Head tilts, I'd say 45 degrees.
Yeah.
Mouth open. Bridge of the top lip, bridge of the bottom. Oh, they just meet in the centre. There's enough room to stick a finger between, if that's what you're inclined
to do. Still
waiting
for that finger, by the way. That never surfaced.
What's the finger in the,
But that's just, you can possibly do it. Show it. Can we show them?
It's literally like this.
Ah, right, okay, cool.
So that's a little bit too far open.
Just wanted to see it happen.
Perfect. That's perfect.
Okay. Well, right.
It's difficult to add it in a top lip when I connect like that. But anyway, that's not my fault. That we can't be taught anything to do with that.
No.
Okay.
You've got to teach me new lips. Anyway. So,
well, let's go then phase four.
Yeah. Then
let's
we have
one
like
to
a
four.
Yeah. Let's
do it.
Fucking do it.
Let's do it. You ready?
Yeah.
Let's go.
Oh my God! Can you put on Kiss the Girl from the Little Mermaid?
I mean, I don't know if I have that immediately.
Oh, yeah,
do I?
Okay. We'll crack on.
Kiss the girl.
Oh, you're not serious, Nat. You know about this Disney life.
You're mad.
This is brilliant. I'm here for this, you know that.
I'm hot kissing.
This is good. Reese is an actual pro now. Oh. He's shutting off now.
He's gone from no tongue to tongue.
I think he's grown lips as well. That's the wickedest thing. Look at his lip now. Look at his top lip. It's twice the size already.
Yay!
And now, can I get
a certificate?
Reese, can you please say Reese William Sanders is a bad boy lipser?
Who do you want to say it? Charlotte.
Yes, I think Charlotte should say
it.
Reese William Sanders. No, let's scrap that. Ranzel Nottingham is a bad boy lipser.
Ranzel Nottingham is now a bad boy lipser.
Yes!
Thank you very much, Charlotte Rose, the first lady of sex. I appreciate that.
I've got a question for you,
yes,
Charlotte,
please.
Which involves. Because
can I eat these chocolates?
Please
you
do.
Can.
This is something I want to know whether it's true or not, or whether it's something that men say. Actually, women have told me. Is this true? That if you. if you perform fellatio on a guy, it plumps your lips up. Is that true or false?
Because no, bollocks.
I knew it!
Don't look at me when you say I knew it! I've never once said that.
It does. I swear down. I promise.
That's what I've fallen for. No.
Do have a move, though, that the guys will love this. That I can get rid of ladies' bingo wings by giving oral sex to guys.
I can make your booty grow if you swallow.
No, how?
I'm intrigued by what you said.
You're going to have to find out when I release a DVD called Sexercise Fitness.
Yeah!
So you have a method of fellatio that will make bingo wings disappear.
Yes, for the ladies. Or for the guys, either way.
I bet you sort of.
Oh my God, do you know if I had a cock and you did that to my cock, I wouldn't be very happy.
Yeah,
no, same.
Did you like that?
With a little bit of this and a little bit of that.
It was like a lot of moisture.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly.
How big are these cocks that you guys play with?
The ones that I play with, but I only really play with my own and not that big.
Yeah.
It's not as big as I was making out it was then, let's put it that way.
Okay.
But I can do that.
to it.
Well, you're like doing peppers.
You can play it like the bagpipes.
Or it might be one of those long extenders that he's put there that's, you know, moving it around, make sure it fits properly.
Yeah.
Telescopic.
Well, you actually do training courses.
Do. I do.
Do you want to mention where...
Please. I've got a business called sexualtraining.co.uk. I was featured on the 7-Year Itch with Eamon and Ruth, actually, doing the course that I do called the Rekindled Course for couples. And... I work as a sex worker. I've been in the adult industry since 1997. I started out as an escort, and then I had a few issues as I was progressing through my career. And I thought, you know, there's two ways of looking at sex. You've got the outside-in approach and the inside-out approach. And I'm a kind of contradiction because I am both. Mm. So somebody would hire an escort as the inside-out approach to make you feel good. Get something from the outside to make you feel good within there and then. Mm. But how can I make people feel good within that projects on the outside? And this is where the training came about. And it was surprising enough, my dad and I sat down together and worked out this whole business model that I want to be able to put it into a franchise in a few years to come. And it started off with a lot of guys suffer with premature ejaculation.
Yeah, they do.
And I'm actually going to create a study about this, because the majority, probably about 82% of the people that I see, the males that I see for this particular issue, has all arisen from females that have caused this problem by either degrading their confidence, childhood issues at school from females, from confidence. And it's weird that one thing that's really, really common is especially the kissing element, because kissing is really vital and important in a relationship. And if the kiss is not quite right, a lot of people won't go back for a second date. So a lot of girls, as we were younger, you know, if a guy kissed you, it was really sloppy, you'd be like, ugh. Mm. But it's something as simple as that that can really damage the psychological journey of a guy that takes when it comes to sexual confidence. So the kissing itself is something I've never really heard of, kissing training. And I thought, how can I introduce something that's generic, but it's simple and it's easy to follow? I mean, you can tweak that any way that you want to. But those phases, one, it's an introduction. Two, it's get to know you. Three, can I try and do that? And then four, let's do it. Mm. And you can actually go to a five, which is more of a deep French kiss. But on a first date, that's very evasive. You don't want to do that. You just want to test the waters. Mm. And with something as simple as that, it gives you a whole option to be able to explore somebody who may not have as much confidence as what you do.
What about, when do you get into the Australian kiss?
What's that?
It's a French kiss, but down under. That's...
But you can do that on a first date, I think, if you want to go. I think you can do. Can you tell me, Charlotte? At what
is
point
there any techniques I could take from what you've taught me kissing?
Yes.
Basically, is what I'm trying to say. Use it in the cunnilingus.
Yeah. Yes. Well, certainly the washing machine tongue. You know, do your exercise, strengthen it up, and also guys don't realise that cunnilingus is not a 5-minute job. You could be there for a good 20 minutes.
If it's good, it's a
I've been doing it not very good then, I'll tell you that.
I also think it doesn't necessarily have to just feature your tongue.
Exactly,
you
yeah.
Some other things isn't, as
doesn't
well.
It have
yeah,
to, by definition.
I like tongue and fingers.
No, exactly.
I do
exactly,
like tongue and fingers, exactly. Definitely. But you've got to wait. See, this is the thing, is that when you're sexually excited, you'll also already have secretions down there. If a guy goes down there and you're not 100% quite wet just yet, that's when you've got to know that you don't just jump into bed, oh, I really, really like you, let's fuck. You don't. That doesn't happen. No. There is a build-up. There's a sexy...
Exactly. You can't just get back and take your clothes off and jump into bed. You've got to take their clothes off.
You've never been on a first date with me, I'll tell you that.
You've just got to remember that a female is... it's exploring a female body should be a journey. Mm. And if you're prepared to go to A to B to C to E to D to E to F and really, really thoroughly explore, then you know you're going to have a good time. If you just want to go straight from A to Z, then that's not going to last long.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I learned something new every day.
You have learned something new, and I hope you put it into practice, because from what I saw there, you did look
good.
A bad boy.
It felt good.
I am a bad boy lipser.
Yeah. Hands were good. Pressure was good.
Yeah, quite tender, I'd say.
I'm a tender guy. Tender, loving, caring.
Now, that's a Nottingham boy for you.
There you go.
Yeah.
Bit rough on the outside, but deep down, soft as shit.
Gooey and oozy in the middle.
Do you think there's anybody that you can't, if you kiss somebody, that can't be sort of transformed into a good kisser? Is there anyone that you're like, that's just a bad kisser? Or can you help
Hannibal Lecter, surely.
I've never smogged Hannibal Lecter.
No.
I, you know, the way that he... I imagine he might be a little bit good at oral down below.
Yeah,
then.
True. That's true.
Oh, that might be good. In regards to kissing, anybody can be taught anything, providing they're willing to learn. Sure. If they're not willing to learn, then I hold my hands up. You know, yeah. I used to teach 16, 17-year-olds, and it's very, very difficult to teach anybody who does not want to learn. It's quite soul-destroying, really. So if anybody's going to come to me for kissing guidance and training, then I know that they're there purposely to get that.
Yeah. I think maybe everyone has got... I mean, there's no such thing, I think, as a perfect kisser or a perfect lover. Everyone can learn some new things and improve their technique, I think.
Definitely, yeah. And people develop and they grow and nurture together, which is lovely. But for all the listeners out there, if you ever come across somebody who doesn't kiss you quite the way you want it, don't step back and go, or shudder, or make a horrific gesture, because it is really, really damaging for people's self-confidence. What you should be doing is, if you don't like it like that, take hold of the face, take control of the kiss, and say, can we try this? And just ask politely, I don't quite like that, but could we try doing this instead? Because at the end of the day, the best thing on how relationships work so well is communication all the way through.
Mm. That's very true. Mm. Also, people... I would find it awkward saying to someone, listen, what you're doing, I don't like.
Well, you don't need to say it. What you do is say, do you know, that was lovely. Can we try this?
Yeah. You say, I like it. I really like it when you do this.
Yeah.
And that's how
haven't done anal. Yet. Yeah. Just go straight to anal. Yeah. Forget lips in. Let's just fucking...
Yeah, I didn't like that. Can we try...
No, you
don't even need to say, I don't like that. No. Just compliment her on the things that you do like, and that person will do more of that.
Yeah.
Blowjobs.
Kissing's not your fault. Hey, can I just stick it in your bum instead?
No one say that.
Just in mind.
Yeah, you might do. But
too much porn, honestly. Yeah, exactly. Too much porn.
We're lonely men. We are.
Will you be kissing now for a bit and in your head running through step one, step two, step three?
But all I'm thinking is, right, we had a kiss where we both knew where it was leading to. We knew that we were going to kiss here, there, and there. Yeah. These aren't going to have these techniques.
But
sounds very sexual harassy, and it's not what I'm trying to get. But how do I kind of, let's say, but
take the lead?
Yeah,
this is how you take the lead
in putting these techniques.
She said,
in
"Grab the face."
Order.
But if you kiss like you just
grab
did,
the face.
No. Who's not going to? The way you were just kissing then, I think anybody would like that. It looked very tender. You looked like you knew what you were doing. Very confident. So I feel like you wouldn't have to go, oh, let me do it like this. No. Just do that, and they would like it.
Yeah, because you're in control. You're guiding the situation, and because you're not moving away, so you've got to keep in the same vicinity. So don't move away too much, because the minute you move away, that's when people kind of, they get the sense that you're not there, open up their eyes, and if you're then coming back in again, it could be a little bit scary. The fact that you're going through these phases, it does is it gives you an opportunity that if she starts at phase two, you know where you are.
Yeah.
You know then how to be able to develop it and build to a really good ending. If she starts at number one, then you can progress all the way through. If she starts at number four, then that's when you need to go, hang on, let's take a step back. Would you mind if I tried this on you? And she'd be like, yeah, could do it. Ooh, show me.
Well, I think that was amazing.
I think
I'm very happy I got in touch with you, Charlotte.
Yay.
Thank you very, very much.
Did we mention your website and where we can find you and where we can come and book courses?
Sexualtraining.co.uk. Do you know, I've got to mention it. Can I do a little
Please
plug?
Do. Yeah.
Was it last year? It might have been last year. I was actually here at the Pleasance Theatre doing the Sex Workers Opera.
Oh, okay.
We were performing here for 2 weeks. We're actually finishing up on our UK tour at the moment. We're in Weston-super-Mare for 3 days tomorrow. Mm-hmm. And then we come back to Oval House Theatre, South London, and we're there from the 27th of November all the way through to the 2nd of December, which is the last UK tour for the Sex Workers Opera.
And what opera do you do?
It's an award-winning show that's been running for 3.5 years.
Amazing.
And it takes you through a story, a journey about two sisters coming out, one sister coming out to the other sister that they're a sex worker, mm-hmm. and it talks about all the different elements of decriminalisation within sex work.
Fair.
So it takes you on an emotional journey. There's laughs, there's tears, there's so much. It had a massive amount of media attention, and it's been standing ovations all around, apart from in Sheffield, because my dad couldn't stand up. It was his birthday, he's old. Yeah,
fair play. So it's not Carmen.
Is that a previous
sex
joke
workers,
I missed?
Sex workers opera, Carmen.
Charlotte Rose, thank you very, very much for coming in
no
today.
Worries,
thank you
for
very much for teaching me how to kiss.
You've made him the happiest man on Earth right now.
I can see that. I'm sat next to him.
Yeah. And, so you can see from there. I'm sat here cross-legged.
Brilliant. Well, who's up next? Callum McSwiggan's up next. I'm going to test you. Who's his guest?
Laura Jane.
You looked at a sheet. You cheated.
Yeah, I did, yeah,
it's
sorry.
Fine.
I've learnt now.
We're right. going to get into a song and then
but
he's
we're
up
all going to kiss goodbye. So yeah. See you later.
Listen on, just go Chris Goldfinger on. If they're offside, blow the whistle on. Black lives matter, go nigger on. Standing on the table, standing on the table. 20 bags up on the table, gal up on the table. Been the man from Mars in college if it's speculating. Cause I was trying to get a pagan and an education. Drink up, smoke up, turn up. Mix up, rise up, burn up. Rise up, we link up, we earn it. Come on, gal, come on, Tina's, come on, turn us. Money is ours. Yeah, forget the money, cause the money is ours. Yeah, forget the money, cause the money is ours. Hey, 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 now. Might spend 20 cause I'm getting it. God might do it for the hell of it. Heart on my sleeve, see the red in it. Army fatigue, I'm a veteran.
Perfect.
Took one shot and deflected it. Black don't crack, that's the mentally. That chick there, that's my nemesis. She made my head spin like the Exorcist. Treat her like a lady, treat her like a lady. Here's the keys to my Mercedes, beating my Mercedes. All up in the center mid, but I ain't no Fellaini. Took the jacket straight off, I'm getting over crazy. Mad sick me head, girl, work with it. Back where me want reversing it. This time there's no three words for it. Me a big man, me can't 330 it. Drink up, smoke up, turn up. Mix up, rise up, burn up. Rise up, we link up, we earn it. Come on, gal, come on, Tina's, come on, turn us. Money is ours. Yeah, forget the money, cause the money is ours. Yeah, forget the money, cause the money is ours. Hey, 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 hey,
see
now.
See me grew up on the corner. Man, rolling through the city with my G's, them that ride. May have to put the whistle on them. Cause I know these haters around me might think they can slide.